I didn't let you interpreting, so as you speak, just give them time to interpret.
Thank you and good afternoon, and thank you for agreeing to listen to the submission of NUMSA, which is the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa. As you know, as a trade union, and the largest trade union in the country, the concerns around unemployment insurance is of integral importance to us. It's important for us to consider the history and the context of the UIF and how it has developed in South Africa.
Dank u, goedemiddag. Ons is baie dankbaar dat jy beskikbaar is om te luister na NUMSA. Dit is een van die grootste vakbonde in die land. En ons ook net die kernpunte aanraak na mate ons bekommerd is oor die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds en veral geskiedenis en die ontwikkeling in Suid-Afrika.
We take note of the fact that the most recent unemployment statistics, according to this official definition, is at 25.5%, and according to the expanded definition, is as high as 34.9%. And of course, for the upcoming recession, we expect that to increase. So obviously, within that context, any amendments in relation to UIF is very important.
Kwenye kuko ni mtu haka manani is kaza kwa 25.5% is ingaje, zela nesho.
Ons neem kennis van die onlangse statistieke wat beloof op 25.5% as ook 34.9% en val ook na mate die sessie vermeerder, so hierdie wysiging is van groot belang.
We also wish to note, and this is in view of our comment and calls for broad review, that there is limited benefits in relation to the Unemployment Insurance Act as it stands, because it's what called contributory insurance and it has minimal redistributive
effects.
En hier leggen we ons ook net kijken naar die herziening, naarmate die beperkte voordelen wat het inhoudt en die afhangende verminderde effect met het.
Primarily, it benefits those who are subject to what you call short-term cyclical unemployment, which, for example, is an economic recession, and that's why we have higher job losses, or those who are subject to frictional unemployment, where they're just between jobs, they can easily find another one, for short-term employment.
Ons wil ook kyk na die voordeel op die kort termyn en dit veral ook vir mense wat nou werkloos is en na mate hulle tussenwerke is.
However, unemployment in South Africa is what we call structural in nature. It means that the majority of the unemployed have never worked, or if they do work, they work for too short periods to be able to accumulate enough benefits to claim. And we've got a number of excluded sectors, such as informal sector workers.
Ons kan sien dat die grootste voordeel van persone is dat nog nooit gewerk het en daarom ook nog nooit genoeg kon bydra tot die voordele om uit die voordeel uit kan eis nie.
And when we analyze the statistics, we actually, it's common knowledge that the burden of unemployment is disproportionately reflected along the lines of race and gender, with especially black women and black youth experiencing the worst of it. So which means then that we need to obviously look at more creative solutions within the UIF and a more comprehensive solution on how we address this.
Mama
wanneer ons kyk die onlangse statistieke, is dit algemene kennis dat volgens ras en geslag die swakste hieruit uitsien. So ons sal fokus op swart vroue en die swart jeug wat die slegste hieruit dra en hierdie oplossing probeer aanspreek.
We also wish to note that the Act has not been subject to a comprehensive review since it was passed in 2001. There were a few limited amendments in 2003, obviously, which we support, which was to include domestic workers, but there has been a need for a more longer-term comprehensive review of the Act.
Ons kan wel sien nog geen herziening wat van hierdie wet in 2001 en 2003 wat wel verskeie wijzigings, so om aan het andere die huishoeken ook in te sluit, maar ons wil graag kijken naar die langtermijn en herziening van die wet.
We wish to also take those comments forward in relation to the NEDLAC process, noting that the NEDLAC process, which we had wanted to be a more comprehensive process, was initiated in 2013, more than 2 years ago. At the time, we had asked for a comprehensive review. Labour, organized labour constituency, was forced to then concede and make a compromise because the argument was that we needed more instant relief because the rising incidence of prolonged unemployment, not just ordinary unemployment. And government at the time indicated that there would be a fairly short process in which, following within 18 months of the enactment of this bill, that we would have a second round of amendments that would do a more longer-term review and which would also include outstanding issues of labor, for example, the exclusion of workers who've resigned. So it is a concern for us that we were forced to subordinate certain demands that we had, and we feel that in 2 year period we could have had this comprehensive review, and that not only has the bill been delayed, but it has also delayed the subsequent consequential amendments for review that would have to flow sequentially in relation to how the first round versus the second round was supposed to happen.
Ons is van mening dat in die tweede jaar kon die herziening al reeds plaasgevind het, so daar was vrije vertraging, so al wanneer ons kyk na die tweede ronde.
We just want to quickly outline some of the key proposals that have fallen out of the process that we intended to take up in the second round. The first is in relation to those workers who have resigned. As you all know, if you've resigned from work, you are unable to access unemployment benefits. And this is a long-standing demand for some workers to actually have this reversed. From our understanding, the original exclusion was aimed at higher income earners, where the idea was that the UIF reserve would be depleted. Whereas if you look at the state of the funds now, it actually has a very healthy surplus, and at the same time, we have an instrument that is operating very unfairly against lower income workers, and workers who may have been forced to leave work, whether to take care of an ill member of family or something like that.
Any
En eerst wil ik graag aan de werkers wat bedanken is, dat nie kan voortoptrek uit die werkersversekeringsfonds nie, en dat hierdie omgekeer word. Ons het gesien dat dit wel nou een gesonde surplus het, en die instrument wat wel wil gebruik is van toepassing op mense van lae inkomste vlakke, wat geforceer word om hulle werk te verlaat, misschien om na een siek familielid om te sien.
The second issue we was left out, and obviously would have to be dealt with in the long-term review, relates to how we deal with fixed-term contracts and seasonal contracts, as well as those in the informal sector. With the first group, we know that though they're covered to some extent by the UIF, invariably they're unable to contribute long enough to be able to withdraw benefits in a long, on a longer-term basis, and in relation to the informal sector, they're not contributors. So we would have to look at creative ways of how we can use this as a measure of solidarity to alleviate income for those groups.
In tweede wil ons kyk na persone wat 'n kontrak aangestel word, het sy per seisoen, en wat nie altyd gedek word deur die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds nie, en wat ook nie genoegsaam kan bydra op die langtermyn nie. En dalk soek vir 'n kreatiewe manier om hierdie verlies van inkomste te probeer verhoed.
We also wanted to ensure that any process going forward would have been aligned with what we have long been calling for, which we feel has been delayed by Treasury, which is the draft comprehensive social security system, which will look at all the different forms of your contributory forms of social security, like UIF, versus other grants, and ensure that no one actually falls below a certain income level in the country.
Sinqwenela ke into bakhe thini ngabe yonke le nkqubo xa abantu bebonelwe e-UIF nezinye izinto ngathi ke zithathwe zingqalelo eziphathele kwale nkqubo yezibonelelo ze-social fund.
Ons wil net kyk dat ensorseer dat hierdie proses wel in lyn is en dat dit kan bydra tot maatskaplike stabiliteit en dat niemand onder hierdie sekere inkomste drempel sal val nie.
Further, the final issue they want to raise under this section is in relation to an administrative box. Specifically in relation to asylum seekers, who we understand through difficulties with the Department of Home Affairs not issuing them with identity numbers, they've been unable to access unemployment benefits, and we feel that this should be addressed.
Finale punt waar ons wil kyk is na ten opsig van administratieve vakatie vir al rondom vluchtelinge. Want kan sien, hulle word nie deur binnenste sake uitgereik met die ID-nommers nie, en daarom kan hulle ook nie vir hierdie voordele aansoek doen en eis nie.
Before commenting on the actual substance of the bill, we want to also point out to a particular process issue which needs to be addressed fairly urgently, and that's in relation to a key money bill. As you know, with the Employment Insurance Act, you've got alongside it the Unemployment Insurance Contributions Act, which is a money bill when it's processed. That is the legislation through which contributions from employers and employees can be deducted, and it's the only way constitutionally into that contribution. If that bill is not amended, then other amendments in the bill before us, specifically in relation to the inclusion of public servants and learners, will not be able to be implemented. And this was an issue we raised in the NEDLAC process, that these two have to be processed concurrently. And in fact, the amendments are fairly simple.
Kulakhiwe amendments bill, umqeshi nomqeshwa baye babe negalelo ke ngokwezezimali. Ngoko siyanqwenela into yobana ke phambi kokuba kwenziwe izihlomelo kulo mthetho we-UIF singawo namhlanje, ingaqabela ke nalaa mba walakhe imali amendments bill.
Ons ook net kyk na die rondom kwessie van proses rondom die key money bill, en dat daar ook voordele getrek word vir almal kyk dat openbare ambtenaar ook ingesluit gaan word, en hierdie wysigings is eenvoudig.
Okay, the next part just focuses on the actual substance of the bill. We've divided them into two sections. The first is in relation to those that were considered an AIRBAC. We'll go through them relatively fast because there's agreement more broadly. In the second part, we will deal with two sections which were not considered an AIRBAC and which we believe are quite problematic.
umbari wesibini ke kula maqandi kodwa ningene nixolweni ke lo msizo uyilayo kukho amaqandelo amabini athi kafrashi lafanasilak kwakunye nelimqandelo ke lalo msizo uyilayo engazange libe ngaqwalaselwa kwelakongalako netlak.
Dan gaan ons naar het tweede onderwerp. Het eerste deel van het paas van de raar club, want is ooreenstemming. En in het tweede deel, dus is het een netwerk wat zo'n vorm wat problematisch is.
In relation to the first provision was in relation to clause 1 of the law, which amends section 3, we wish to record support for the inclusion of learners, public servants, we've already commented on that, and also the issue of including state old age pensioners. As we understand, this has been a long-standing call from vulnerable sectors like domestic workers who are forced to work beyond the retirement age, as we see there's an increasing incidence of households that are headed by supposed to be retired people. So the unemployment insurance is not about trying to accumulate wealth, it's actually about trying to address a clear income gap.
Kwenye UIF amendment bill ngiyakhalela ukuba ke abafundi nabo bangabandakanywa kulomthethosisekelo we-UIF kwakunye nabantu ke abasebenza emakhaya kodwa bantu abo besebegqithile laminyaka yokutya imihlalo ngaphantsi siyanqonela ke into yobana nabo ingase bangahoywa kulo mthethosihlomelo kuba kufumanisa amaxesha amaninzi aba bantu basebenzela abantu nabo besitya ukuhlala phantsi kwezantu labo.
Ons oordeel kijkt naar voorziening en verandering in versiele D, artikel 3, die inschrijving van leerders, openbare ambtenaren en ook huishulpen wat moet daar na ouderdomwale al moet afgetreden.
We also support clause 2 of the bill, which enables the finance, the use of the UIF to finance schemes aimed at retention of UIF contributors and re-entry of those if they've suffered unemployment. But we do want to qualify our support that there should be criteria that's developed in consultation with NEDLAC and stakeholders to show that this is not abused. Whatever funds are used have to be explicitly and exclusively for job creation, and it should not be about narrow income generation for businesses that actually, for example, focus more on importing and basically exporting our jobs.
Ipaki ku close to walothetho somelo singonela intwana ke amashishini abandakanyekayo kusetyenziswe ke nengxowa mali ye-UIF ukuze kuxhaswe ischeme kwakhona ke nezimali okanye otyalo mali kumashishini la mashishini angaxhasi kuphela ke iimeko zoshishini kodwa kubekho namali okanye amaphulo okudlala imisebenzi.
Ons is ook ter ondersteuning van clausule 3 en dit is altijd op zoek van die financiering van schema's voor personen wat werkloos is en ons vind dat daar wel criteria gebruikt wordt wat ontwikkeld wordt in ons oorlegpleging, vooral met netwerk, dat die fondsen niet nodig misbruikt wordt, nee, dat die fondsen wel gebruikt wordt voor werkskeping.
Then just in summary, there's three provisions that I think we can summarize more quickly. That relates to the introduction of benefits for short time, the introduction of a flat rate benefit for maternity benefits so that you don't use the sliding scale anymore, and then the extension of unemployment benefits beyond 238 days to a full 365 days.
Ubake wesithathu unelokwenza ke neziphakamiso ezithathu endizosetyenziswangathele zona ke zinelokwenza ke neenzuzo ezijongiswe kubantu abazibaxhanza ithutyana neenzuzo ezijongiswe kwabo ke bakukhefu lokukhulelwa.
Dan wil ik ook kijken naar drie voorzienings. Die eerste voordelen voor de kodemijl. Ten tweede kromvoordeel dat niet meer op een gelijkkool bepaald kan worden. Nie. En ten laatste dat die waardigheidsverzekeringsfonds ook uitgebreid wordt. Dat 365 dagen zal helpen.
I also wish to note support for subclause 6A, which now reduces the rate at which you start accruing benefits. Current position is that you earn one day benefit for every 6 days work. This is being reduced to 5 days, which means that you start building up credits sooner, which means that you can start claiming benefits sooner. But we'd also want to call attention to the fact that at NEDLAC we discussed that in the further impact review process, we want to look at reducing this further to 4 days as well. So rather from 6 days to 5 days, rather to reduce from 6 days to 4 days eventually. But we support as an interim reduction for 6 days to 4 days, 5 days.
silathatha ke lo mbathi boba kwehliziyo kusuka kusukela kwezinsuku ezintandathu kuya kwezinhlanu endaweni ke yoba kuxhase zambake boba umntana ethu wensuku ezintandathu kuya kwezinye.
Ons is ook ter ondersteuning van sit Cecilia TSA, wanneer ons kyk na die voordele beloop op vir een dag vir elke 6 dae wat gewerk word, en daardie word jou krediet baie vinniger opgebou, en dit is nou verminder van 6 dae na 5 dae toe, wat wil eerder hê dat dit selfs nog verminder word, eerder van 6 dae af na 4 dae.
Okay. In relation to sub clause 6B, which relates to what we call the delinking of maternity benefits from unemployment, we support that because currently what the clause proposes is that if you draw maternity benefits, that won't affect your rights afterwards to withdraw unemployment benefits if you become employed in a very short period of time. We do wish to note though that there might have been a slight oversight in the NEDLAC process because it doesn't run a strict reading of the wording. It doesn't look like the reverse interpretation is possible.
Dan moet ook kijken naar 6b, naar die kraamvoordeel, waar het voorstel wordt dat die kraamvoordeel uit kan trekken en dan ook uit waardigheidsvoordeel zou de maatregelen voor daarna. En daar was een oorzicht in die netwerkproces, was gezien dat die ongeleerde besluit niet naar kan plaatsvinden.
Yes, so to explain a little further how possibly should be the reverse is that in the instance that you are unemployed first and you subsequently find a job within 4 years, it's possible that you may fall pregnant as well and you should be able to withdraw benefits, maternity benefits. So the reverse reading of that clause in terms of the sequence also be applicable. And my memory of the NEDLAC process wasn't intended for that exclusion to happen.
Ngibonela ke loba kungakho ukutshintshwa kwisigama esiphathelene ke mhlawumbe nokukhulelwa isithuba seminyaka emine. Siyabona ke mhlawumbe phakwanezilazange mhlawumbe kukwazi lobana lo mba ukwazi ukufakwa phansi komxholo ofanelekileyo.
Finally, we just want to, just in relation to the clauses that we've reached in NEDLAC, we just want to also express support for a number of clauses, including clause 8, 11, and 12, which actually extends the application time for withdrawing of unemployment benefits, maternity benefits, and dependence benefits, because this has the unfortunate effect of actually excluding people from being able to withdraw the benefits for a number of practical reasons.
Dan is het ook ter ondersteuning van clausule 8, 11 en 12 oor die uitgebreide tyd van wanneer die voordeel betrek word en die effek wat dit gehad het op mense wat voorheen uitgesluit was.
We are now going to turn our attention to the clauses that were not discussed at NEDLAC and which are calling for deletion, not only because they're not considered there, but because we also think that the contents are quite problematic.
Ons benauwd met kernaars, je ziel is dat niet bespreek wat bij NEDLAC nie, en dan vrouw om verdeling. Dit is omdat ook dit problematisch in aard was.
The first one relates to clause 4, which inserts a new section 11.1 capital A, and this basically allows or gives the discretion to the minister to appoint any official of the UIF or any official of the Department of Labor as the accounting authority. And in terms of the law, the current position is that position is occupied by the Director General.
Clause 4, okay, it's all the enforcement by Quello.
En in ons ook in Cecile 4, we gaan toelaat vir die discussie van die minister om een gemagtigde persoon dan aan te stel, dat is de directeur-generaal.
We have previously, in relation to other issues and outside of this, outside of Parliament, raised concerns about political interference in relation to key functions and within the Department of Labor. And one of these includes, for example, in relation to the register and in terms of compliance issues around trade unions in relation to the Labor Relations Act.
We graag kyk na kwesties buite die parlement, onder andere by soort politieke inmengry en ten opsigte van die registrateur en ook nakoming van die arbeidwet.
In our view, does this clause of ESHA allow unwarranted political interference? It does not relate to anything disqualifying the Director General, whether for incapacity or other reasons that he or she can fulfill their function. And we also believe that it's actually in contradiction and conflict with the Public Finance Management Act and the Constitution. So accordingly, we're calling for a decision.
Kwaye ke kujelelwe nomgaqo-seko nalambutho kwixebe nalamthetho wokuphatha imali zaseRhulumenteni i-PMFA kwelasemzini.
Saludos, ook kijk naar hierdie klausule en daarmee van politieke inmengerij, waar die directeur-generaal nie geskakel kan word weens verskuiwing van sy pligte nie, en dit is wel in teenstelling met die wet.
The next clause that we want to deal with is in relation to clause 10B of the bill, which deals with maternity benefits. If you look at the current wording of the Unemployment Insurance Act, it allows for the withdrawing of maternity benefits for women who miscarry or have a stillbirth in the third trimester. Clause 10D now inserts a provision trying to qualify the interpretation of that clause to exclude the extension of maternity benefits for women who have a voluntary termination of pregnancy in the third trimester. In our view, and we've noted that since 1997, we've had choice of termination of pregnancies act, which allows for abortion on demand. This actually reflects an understanding of public policy choice, notwithstanding the controversy, public policy orientation that emphasizes a woman's right to choose and make decisions around reproductive health. But moreover, if you consider the fact that this maternity benefit would only be applicable in the third trimester, we're talking about a more restrictive access to the termination of pregnancy where only medically advised on the basis of the fact that it's a possible threat to the life of the mother or the child, unborn child. Which means that we're really not talking about a fee at demand. So essentially, it's making a choice between access to your UIF and the health of the mother or the child.
So kyk jy na die kees wanneer swangerskap beëindig word, en dat trouw wel mag kies, wanneer die swangerskap beëindig word, maar wanneer dit ook weens medische redes geadviseerd word aan die ma, wanneer daar een bedreiging ingaan word vir die ma of die kind, en wanneer dit een kees kan raak tussen toegang tot die werkloosheidsversekering en gesondheid van die ma en kind.
We believe that it's actually very problematic to use the Unemployment Insurance Fund as a mechanism to impose moral discipline against women for exercising their rights in respect of reproductive decisions, and accordingly we are calling for deletion of the clause. In conclusion, just to summarize, we've actually noted a number of comments both on process and substance, which we hope that the committee would take on board. It should be noted that we supported the bulk of the bill. The one issue that we do want to raise and emphasize is that we are also, in addition, are calling for the immediate introduction of unemployment benefits for workers who have resigned. We also wish to note and wish to place emphasis on the role of the committee. We understand that this will fall outside the work of this committee and within our committee, but try and inquire into the absence of the money bill. for their food assistance being taken for the amendments related to public servants and minors.
Ons is ter ondersteuning aan die grootste deel van hierdie wetsontwerp en ons wil net graag kyk na die voordele wat ook moet ingehou word vir persone wat bedank en dan wil ons ook net kyk waarom die moneyball uitgesluit is en wat spesifiek sal verband hê met die ondersteuning sal wees van openbare ambtenare wat ingesluit word.
And finally, we may commit not only to this process, but to a further review process on the outstanding issues on the UIF, and also in relation to intersecting that with our processes around comprehensive social security.
Dan moet ook net kyk na hierdie hersieningsproses en hoe dit ook ander voordelike insluit wat altyd op gesig van maatskaplike sekuriteit.
Okay, and that actually concludes our comments. We'll be available for questions of clarity and we'd like to thank the committee once again for inviting us to make a submission.
Sifike ngalo ndawo sihlala phansi sifuna futhi ukubulela iKomiti ngokuba inikele ithuba silungele kananjalo ngokuba xa sineka size ngaphambili sizokwazi ke ukuphendula sivacuze imiba evelayo.
Dit sluit nou ons kommentaar af en ons gaan jou tot beskikking met enige vrae of om enige onduidelikhede uit te klaar.
Thank you so much. We will always give an opportunity to members, everybody who is here, who wishes to ask questions for clarity or comments on the presentations that have been made. The people in the gallery will also participate if they so wish. We have made an arrangement. All they do is to do what other people are doing, lift up their hands. And then they'll be noted as well.
Siyabulela kakhulu ngokuthi sikeleleke ekupheleni konikeza lomthetho elenziweyo ngabantu abalapho kwiprogram. Siyababona ke nabantu ke abaphaa igalari abanamalungiselelo enziweyo nakubo xa befuna ukuphefumla kulo mba bazokunikwa ke lo thuba luba bazokuphefumla ngoku ke ngoku sothi sikhathi sethuba. Sineke ke ngoku kubantu abazileyo apha beze koluvakaliso zimvo bavakalise ke izimvo zabo kwezi ntetho sezenziwe.
Ons gaan ook leentijd geven voor allemaal wat die vindt om vraag te vragen en vraag per duidelijkheid. Die mensen op die galerie zal ook deelnemen aan die gesprekken. Hulle moet net hulle hand aan oplig om aan te duiden dat hulle wil praten.
Please identify yourselves and if possible, when you ask questions, there are different presenters who appeared before us and specify, but if you can't, it's fine. I mean, we will know where the question is directed to.
Yeah, so you're going to be able to kwaye ke futhi ke lo mba endinophakamisa litsho loba ndiwujolise kwesiphi isithethi kodwa ke siyakhona ngobana ke xa nithetha umxholo lo wenu zokuvo uba ujolise kwesiphi isithethi ebesinikezela intetho apho.
Identificeer as identificeer wanneer jy vraag aan vraag, specificeer ook aan wie die vraag gerig ten opsigte van die aanbieders en indien jy dan nie die aanbieder kan identificeer nie, dit ook goed.
The first hand, the members of parliament will be the last ones. We'll first give the opportunity to the guests. The hand, that side, and number two, you are number one. Say with blue shirt, number one, number two, number three, number four. Let's take those four for now. You are no head.
Thank you, sir. I would assume, sir, that I won't have a second bite. which means therefore my comments and questions of clarification will cover all the presentation if it's fine with the chair and with the house. Okay. My name is Michelle Mbana. I'm from Sakau. What the questions I'm going to ask here and the comments that I'm going to make do not necessarily represent Sakau, but represent me as an individual, as a member of the public.
Kodwa ke izipho zami endizokuzivakalisa apha azimelanga usekhawu kodwa izobe zobe ziphuma kum njengommi woluntu.
I will first direct my question to Tony from NAGTU, who said that there was a discussion that took place at NEDLAC, and during that discussion this bill was ratified. So this process of this gathering doesn't necessarily going to change anything to this bill. And I feel strongly that if that is correct, then I've got a problem. If that is incorrect, then that needs to be rectified here because it's sending a wrong signal to the lay people like us sitting here in this gathering.
Ndithi ke ziva ndinengxakana kaloku kuba kaloku uba ngoku sizothi lo ba wagqitywa kwanadlak ekubeni silapha ngoku mna njengomntu onolwazi nje olungephi loo nto indinika ingxaki njengommi kweli lizwe.
Ndingedresa ndiseke problem daarmee en indien het verkeerd is moet het reggestel word vandag hier aan ons gewone mense.
Okay, firstly, I want to respect the constitution by the employers organization that made the presentation here and who also compared health related and constitution related issues in order to justify their input
here.
Dus wil ik respecteer bijdrage van de organisaties wat gezondheidskwesties genoemd is. Het is genoemd om al instaan bij de gesprek te kwalificeren of ondersteunen.
But I must emphasize that I concur with those people, even the labor federations that have came out in not supporting the idea because we cannot charge these vulnerable workers any money. My strategy to them as a real of advice would be to influence this committee to amend that clause so that the employers, which are their clients, should be the one that contributes in terms of filling in the UI-19 form assisting employees in that regard.
izane sifakemiso esithikim nakabakhethi mayibe nabo gata abathi-ke babe nokhanduva lokuhlawula ezinhlalo ze-UIF kuba ndiyayigxeka imibutho yona imile apha ithi mayibe ngabasebenzi abafaka imali enithi kule nkqubo ye-UIF. Mna ndiluvo luthi ke abaqeshi mayibe ngabo ke abathi-ke bafake imali kule ngqubomali ye-UIF.
Dat ik samenstem met de arbeidsorganisatie, waar die idee ondersteunt, dat onze kwetsbare leden enige geld moet gaan in de clausule moet gewijzigd worden. En werknemers moet die vorm invullen en de werknemers zelf.
I want to go to Consao. I don't think I would support Consao when they say that this one is the same. Should be a permanent arrangement to those people who exit the world of employment, because obviously that cannot be sustainable. And secondly, I want to raise a question. It's not only Gonzalo that came with the idea that people in the who are not working, who are not contributing towards the unemployment insurance fund should also benefit. In the sense that I see, as a layman, I see it as some kind of insurance, although the contribution is in a way low compared to other insurances. I would understand if maybe the enforcement of the deduction of the UIF should put also to the informal settlement employers so that they also institute the deduction, I mean the contribution to them for their employees.
Okanye le misebenzi ingephi informal nabo ke naba banyanzeliswe into yobana ke baxhase abasebenzi babo kwezi nkqubo ze-UIF. Kukho ke nolwaluvo lwekhonsawu ebendiphela likhankanya ngaphambili nayo ke ndimile ndisi ndiyaphikisana nalo.
Toelaat voor allemaal moet permanent zijn, voor werkers, voor werkloze mensen die aan de taal op lang duur niet volhoudbaar zijn. Maar die toepassing van aftrekking voor de werkloosheidsfonds moet ook een informele werkgevers voorgehouden zodat hulle hierdie werkloosheidsverzekering voor hulle werknemers kan laten aftrekken op de taal.
Goed, dat zou wat correct when I say that they should stringent measures put in place to enforce the deduction of the UIF to employers. It's not only domestic employers that are not complying. I am organized in the hospitality sector in the insurance.
Wabona ke ndifuna ukuchaza ke laa meko ibichazwe ngabakhathisawo esithi ke makubekho amalungiselelo angqingqwa kokubana ke abaqeshi bamanyanzeliswe into yokubana ke baxhase kwezi nkqubo ze-UIF. Abasebenzi basekhaya ayingabobodwa ke apho bamnyanzwa into yoba abakwazi uba negalelo elipheleleyo kwi-UIF.
I am organized sakhawu in the hospitality sector and retail. Most of the employers there, it's only during the intervention of SAPAO that they implement the UIF deduction. They
Het was net na de inrichting van het kou bij de gasvrij sector dat die aftrekking van die bijdrage die werkloosheidsverzekeringsfonds plaats begon vinden.
So, I don't think anybody from Sakawo would be against the process where there are stringent measures so that this deduction is enforced. Also in the areas of the taxi drivers who work long hours at who do not get any UIF payment, or who do not get their salary deducted UIF. They are the ones that are vulnerable that need to be looked into.
Dit is vir al taxibestuurders wat ook nadelig beïnvloed word. Hulle werk baie lang ure sonder enige voordele van die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds. Hulle is ook baie kwesbaar.
Except or besides making legislation or putting legislation in place, there are measures that can be implemented, such as setting up toll-free numbers, name and shame, and all those creative things that can be implemented in order to enforce these people to comply.
Ukwenzela ngoba ke abantu ke abayiphephayo lenkqubo bakwazi ngoba bayinandelisa ngoba bayisebenzise lenkqubo ye-UIF. Ndingenza umzekelo mhlawumbi kubekho umnxeba uzothi uvuke ukuze ke kuchazwe abo bantu ngamagama abo aveliswe ngaphambili abo ke bathi ke bayiphephe okanye bayibaleke le nkqubo.
Daarom wetgeving te maken daarop alle maatregelen wat geïmplementeerd kan worden, bijvoorbeeld tolvrij nummer dat geschakeld kan worden, of fear en fear van mensen wat al aan die oortreding hiervan schuldig maken.
Restaurant owners en some hotel owners and even retail businesses, they resort to employing foreigners, people from a country, in order to avoid all these stipulations that emanate from the BCA, UIF, and so forth that are supposed to be enforced by the Department of Labor. Because the Employment Services Act does not have this.
And after talking about Employment Services, actually, I want to say that I'm not going to say that I'm not going to say that I'm not going to say baye bakhethe ukuqasha abantu abasuka kula mazwe angasentla ukwenzela uba bakwazi ukubaleka ukuhlawula kwezinkqubo ze-UIF.
Sedin hotel eienaars in baie gevalle stel hulle buitelanders aan of mense van ander dele van die land. Hulle doen dit om wetgewing te ontwyk.
Sorry, just before you continue, how many questions do you have? Because I'm worried we are people who are coming as far as Caledon. And if we allow a speaker to take such a long time, it will be unfair to other people. So I would appeal to all the speakers that maybe stick to 2 to 3 questions. We will see as we continue with the public hearing, because the idea is that each and everyone who's here should be given an opportunity to say something. My apologies.
Yeah, told you that no doubt you're not going to tell you, but it changes the way to bang or who is come up and never shown. But it's pendulous, but again, it's a good people to be in the car in his heart. But God is not going to be able to do it. No one was going to be able to do it. If I don't know my college on challenge, or when we have a novel, we won't get done of money to go to bar at the home. Yeah, told you that you will fuck alone.
Ek wil voorstel dat jy alkeen 2 to 3 vrae vra om aan almal die paneles te geleentheid asseblief om ook vrae te vra.
I appreciate that and I respect that, Chair. I would ask the Chair to allow these 2 questions to come, these last 2 questions, so that I combine them into one question before the interpreter kicks in. If I may continue. I think it's an outcry from all the federations that I hear that the UI-19 needs to be amended to include workers that have resigned, because these workers have resigned because of compelling reasons that are beyond their control. Some of the reasons have been mentioned here. And also, those who are involved in abortion, they should also be covered because the reasons that they embarked on that painful and unsavory process were also compelling reasons. Lastly, the PIC, which is holding our funds, right? I should think it should be given a responsibility to vet the companies that they give business to. Not to give business to those unscrupulous business people who violate the constitution, who violate the country's labor law. So there should be strict vetting where our money is invested. Thank you, sir.
Uko ikhwelo elihlatywayo yimibutho yongeza abasebenzi into yokuba makunanye ukuphalaselwa ke abo basebenzayo barhoxa emisebenzini ngenxa yeemeko ezibi kwaye ke ndizonto bakhona nabo bantu ke baye bakhupha isisu ngeemeko ke ngezizathu ezithile kuyafuneka into yoba ke kulo mba ke kwezihlole ze-UIF iingxaki zalo zam ukuqwalaselwa xa ndihlafantsi ke kukho elaqumrhu i-PIC nayo ke mayinikwe uxanduva lokuba iqwalasele zonke izicelo ezenziwa ziinkampani ukwenzela into yobana ke kubekho imimiselo engingqwa ukwenzela into yoba kunqadwe ke iziganeko zobuqhetsebe ngathi zenzeke. Enkosi.
Global Fund, die verskeie federaties, is dat die werkloosheidsverzekeringsfonds ook werkers insluit wat bedank het. Die PSV moet ook verantwoordelike maatskappye keer wanneer hulle aanstellings maak sodat ons weer dat ons geld reg beleef op.
Thank you. Number two.
I thought I was number three, Che. But it's okay.
What's number two? Okay.
Number two on that side.
Thank you, Sir President. I will be short if the interpreter can just come and interpret after I finish. I will be short in that manner. But the interpreter can come after I finish. Accepting the site that I'm in this chamber, which is the site is the left, but is the side that I want as love to be. I love to be on the other side when it comes to this house, not this side. But moving forward, Chair, what I expect because of the left side. I think firstly, compared to the input that Costas had, has captured the essence of what exactly we are here for. And I appreciate that input because it's very comprehensive and it's well researched on what needs to be done. I think to speak on my premise on Section 33 on the inclusion of the fee, I think that Section 33 should remain as amended, as proposed here. Because one thing that you cannot do, you cannot privatize Department of Labor entities. You can't privatize them. We can't. Unless they can commodify the things that they do and then sell to the potential clients. But to include it in the bill that the fee must be included or they must be included, it would be a serious own goal that we committed on the labor broadcast in the Constitution. I think that section should remain as Section 33 as proposed. I think on the issue of NATO, I think there is something that angers us on the tax laws. I think NATO is coming with a process that is not welcoming this beautiful platform that has been created by the committee and the of labor whereby we are going to be able to speak, but a process that comes as a top down. I think for not to rubbish this process and then leave and say everything has been done and then they leave, it's a show of disrespect. They should answer to that. The other issue is on the issue. I agree with Fedusa. We agree, I'm from Qatar. We agree with Fedusa on the issue of the security.
even though it might not be on this bill for now, but the issue of the days of leave for family responsibility is unfair for the security sector for 10 days. Because someone not finished, because I live here today, I arrive tomorrow, there is something already, I'm going to be 4 days because I come from far. Even those not here, Chaplain, even if there are other amendments, we are sure that we'll take that into consideration. I think that SAU is correct, comrades. That SAU is correct to say there must be a penalty on those employers. There are chance. Some people in that sector were charged. They are not registered. They work smaller hours that have come for 3 or 2, they are getting paid that amount. They move to another house, to another house. But if they can be registered, as long as someone has got someone who is a helper, a domestic worker there, that person must be penalized if that person is not registered under the IF, whatever amount that they are going to get. Last question. Nomsa, I think Nomsa is correct on the historical context of the formation of the bill, how the bill was conceptualized. But in terms of its argument, particularly on section 11, on what should be removed and what should be done, that section is correct. The way they are approaching it is a very, it's snipered, I'm sorry to say this, but it's a very strange way of raising things, because it creates a scenario that there is something that is happening, that's why this bill is like this. It's not basing it on the concrete of what is this to address. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. You did not introduce yourself.
Sorry, Chaplain. My name is Musa Nikane from Satao. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nikane. Let me say something on the network, on the issue of network having decided on its bill. I don't think that you should be really worried about that, because there's no way that we can waste parliamentary funds and call you to come here and ask for your views if what you are going to say is waste, it's not going to be considered. The next level processes are not binding parliament. As this committee, NEDLAC, is an entity of the Department of Labor. So it is not accidental that we are here today. So I don't want other speakers to be dwelling on this issue. Unfortunately, the person who was attacked that did not even have, I don't know if it's the right word, but it's not, let me rephrase it, he has left. So no one is going to be answering on that. But rest assured that whatever you have said here, members of parliament, of the committee, are going to sit down and discuss and see what is relevant, what can be used, and what cannot be used. Can we then go to speaker number 3?
Thank you. My name is Thembela Kakuse from Satao.
What do you mean, Leje?
Citizens is Satao. Itala in the Guru Asa in Green, that's a photo. Beka icala lefuneka kuyo futhi awugqinisi uba ikosathi uvumile yonke into eqhubekayo ngokumayela nesicelo samashumi mathatha nesithathu kuthiwa mayibonelelo iliwe ele msebenzi ngekho ibe nobusala bayo malifakwe ubundlela ekonwa ngayo isiketi senato siza nembono ngokuyesisiteli engenakugqininiswa ke nabanjwa nophezu koko into engaphambili siceka nje babe baphedli indima yazo isedusa ingqinelana nathi ndihamba ndisuka kude ndize apha ndizokugqininisa abaqeshi mabaphaliswa abantu abaqeshiweyo bakusebenza ukemzukuze kubonakale indima yazo nayisiteso yenumsa nyanisile isiteti senumsa ukuma komthetho endlela uma umekuzi ngayo isicebu sesumelanye yindlela yokumntwana ngokubhininisa kwesa sithendwana sesumelanye usihlaba ugxininise kambe ukuba isithethi eso senathi kambe makabe ugxininiswa kuze kuba ngezo eli thuba asisekho nobakho sele simthile leso sithethi.
Die mega-decisions die binnen de parlementen en ook die persoonval dat we vandaag hier zitten, jullie moeten allemaal gerust wees dat wat er al hier gesê word, gaan door die committeelede bespreek word.
Thanks, Patrick. I believe I've already introduced myself. I want to look, I only have about...
The name again is... This?
Oh. Tembela Dakuze. I'm coming from the tower. Here we are appreciating the amendments that are before us today, and we also appreciate the concept of consulting us on issues that are affecting us. We will go by section, Chair. It's only three that we have taken an interest into. We are appreciating the increase on Section 12, Subsection 3C, that talks to increment on the percentage that has been given to pregnant women. So we are saying if we would extend to 100%, quantifying that in doing so, we are saying in most of our sectors that we are organizing in, workers do not get paid when they go on maternity leave. So this is the only form of income that they have. It's like they are being sanctioned for falling pregnant. So we appreciate the steps towards correcting that. And we are also wishing that in the near future we are going to reach that 100%, hopefully within the next couple of years. Also moving to Section 24, Subsection 7. That subsection, Chair, we believe that it is criminalizing the termination of pregnancy that is already accepted as law in South Africa. So we are even calling for the understanding of why is it even there, because it is an exclusion. We cannot have law that is excluding some and is adding some. So we are calling that it be amended, excluding everyone. That is a woman that has to fall pregnant, whether they choose to terminate or not. That's right. That solely remains with them. And we go to Section 33, Subsection 3. We also have this thing of capitalists that always find space and time of taking as much as they can from our poor people out there. It cannot be accepted. We are seated here as members of trade unions, the public in general, listening to an employer that is selling a free service. Something that is free. Government has created those spaces for us to benefit as citizens of South Africa, free of charge. And totally they come in parliament and sell their concepts, that's it. And it even the explanation in itself, Chair, it is discriminative. It has certain sections of workers that they are assisting. If you are not rich, they can't assist you. We are in a society where we are trying to eliminate all forms of discrimination. We are striving for a unified, free, and equal society. And Department of Labor on such any entity of government, that a person who probably has connections inside those entities will come there and push the agenda of us agreeing that we must pay. Instead of saying that government must actually employ more people in the Department of Labor so that the long queues that our people are subjected to, they don't have to stand there for long.
They went to the point of even breaking down the time frames of standing and even filling up home to 3 minutes to 20 minutes. Let's employ more people in government so that our people do not have to go and pay for services that are free, that our government of this day has made sure that we access them for free. And then shall we move to where the we actually chair on this one, propose that the investment that this, the shape in terms of the investment that the money is of the guys are going to be invested to should actually go in more club creation. We've seen that they built houses in Northwest. We are hoping to see more of these companies that these monies are invested towards so that they contribute positively to our societies. And then we go to the issue of enforcement. We would want to see beef up in terms of enforcement in the Department of Labor, especially when it comes to employers that do not want to register their employees to pay for the UIF. We would report an issue, it would take 6 months for an inspector to be sent out by the DOL, and when they come, it would take 6 months for them to even attempt to write the permit. So if we can get those processes to be finalized within a short space of time, it will actually mean more to our people out there. Lastly, Chair, section 11A. You know, Chair, when we elect leadership and we give them powers to exercise in making sure that the broader South Africa gets the service that they deserve, it is uncalled for UNSA to have uttered statements saying that there were political interferences, all sorts of things. Yes. The minister has enough powers to make sure that the department runs smoothly. It's the minister that has those powers. Now, when the minister is making sure that the department runs smoothly and there are small organizations on the side that are calling themselves the biggest, they say that the minister during the whole day acted on a pattern that was that they actually liked. We cannot, or else we are going to be saying the ministers or anyone in fact cannot have powers if we are going to say that. So accountability. It's the minister that is called to account in parliament. It is the minister that will always point fingers to when you are looking at a department that is not functional. So the minister must be allowed, in fact, across all departments, to run their department the way that it fits. Thank you.
Thank you. Who is the next speaker? It was number four. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to go short, only two inputs. I'm Violet Majola from Ayelitsha, ANC member. I just want to say something because some of the points I'm covered about it.
I've really made a plea that immediately someone, and you have already started it, when the presenter was talking, when you felt that you want to talk, you would interrupt them. What has happened now? Because we continue without you, can you please do that? If you are tired, if someone else must take over, I'm sure you are more than one. Can you really stop us?
It is not a question of being tired, sir. I have been trying to jump out. The members there have been looking at me, and at that time, the chairperson was speaking, looking into that side. So it becomes difficult at that time. I cannot jump in. I'm jealous, not in front, but I'm ready. What is the strain when I will take the four subsection four? Or cards are Uko Pula from Jetto? Or cards are Nanemepes Rana? Name Zela, so Kulela, so Kusen Petrini. If he gets a song, wathi ngubulelo kumele ukwenziwa into yokunayo ke zamakhosikazi azijeshijeshe azibase bayimeko zokukhulelwa kwabo. Wathi ngokwesicendwana samashumi mahlanu nesithathu kubalulekile kuchazwa ukuba into zibalulekileyo emasiqwalaselwe esikhole kubantu abahlukekileyo urhulumente budale iindlela zokuba abantu mabafikeleleke banikwe iimfuno zabo. Kodwa kugqula ubukapitali ngokupalamente ngokunokwayo wathi kuchaza iindlela zokucalucalula ezikolo ematyeshelwe abantu bakhululekile. Aye ke isebe lezemisebenzi lize kufuneka linike iimfuno zemisebenzi abantu baphangele. Urhulumente naye ngokunokwakhe makaqeshe abantu abaninzi. Owethu urhulumente uyayibonelela into yokuba ngabekho iindlela zokugcina izimali khona ukuze kudalwe amathuba emisebenzi. Iinkampani yezikolo nazo mazibe negalelo ezilinikayo eluntwini. Isebe lezemisebenzi linazo nerejista elinazo elizigcinayo apho kuchazwa kubhalwa khona zonke iimfanelo neemsebenzi ezibhalwa ngabasoli beli sebe. Ngokwesicendwana kuleven a esenyula iinkokheli siwanike amagunya ezinkokheli okuba makubonelelwe iimfuno zabantu. Athi ayikho le nto ithethwe ngumbutho umusa umphathiswa wezemisebenzi ukho ujonge ukuthi yonke into ihamba ngocwazo ngokukhululekileyo yaye nayaphendula kwimiba eqhubekayo.
En ons het ook een waardering vir die bijschrift wat vandaag hier gedoen word. En ons wil kyk na afdeling 12, de partikel 3C, waar die vermeerdering is zwanger vrouwen en dit uitgebreid na 100%. En ons kan sien dat die werkers nie betaal word terwijl hulle met hulle kraamverlof is, nie alhoewel dat hulle enigste inkomste is, word die nou gestrak omdat die zwanger is en een kind wil hê. En ons wil graag hê dat 300% in die toekomst bereik sal word. Dan kom ons aan na afdeling 24, de partikel C, wanneer ons kyk na die terminering van die zwangerskap en dat steeds mense uitleid. Ons kan een wet hê wat sommige mense in en alle mense heeltemal net weglaat nie. Alle vroue wat swanger is, ongeag van hulle keuse of hulle swangerskap wil beëindig of dan nie, moet kan voordeel trek uit hierdie bydraes wat hulle lewer. Dan gaan ons oor afdeling 33 tot artikel 12. En ons kyk na hierdie kapitaliste wat altyd die tyd en die ruimte vind om soveel moontlik te vat uit werkers wat baie arm is. En dan sien ons dat hierdie werkgewers wel hier is en dat hierdie burgers kom en hulle kan diskrimineer teen mense en dan net omdat jy nie ryk is nie, kan jy dan nie gehelp word nie. En hierdie is 'n vrye en gelyke samelewing en enige entiteite en regering sal moet kyk na hierdie agenda. Daar word ook meer mense nodig geag vir die departement van arbeid, want jy kan sien dat ons mense in oneindige langtoue staan, dit wil self soms 20 minute en daar meer mense in hierdie departement van arbeid aangestel word om hierdie mense van ons te kan help. Dan moet ons kyk na die belegging en dat meer van hierdie gelde wat in hierdie beleggings ingesloot word, wel vir werkskeping gebruik word en dat dit 'n positiewe bydrae kan lewer in ons samelewing. Dan wil ons ook kyk na werkgewers wat hulle werkers wil registreer nie en dat wel 'n inspeksie aangestel kan word en dat hierdie prosesse gefinaliseer kan word. Laastens afdeling 11A, die leierskap word gekies in ons land. En wanneer mense praat van enige politieke inmengery, is dit heeltemal onvanpas in hierdie opsig, want ons kan sien dat die minister die mag het om te kyk hoe hulle hul departement wil bestuur en hulle kan ook die mense wat verantwoordelik gehou word. So dit op die einde hulle keuse oor hoe hulle hul departement wil bestuur.
Dankie. Number 4. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm Violet Majola from Kayelisa, from the ANC Ward 94 Christani Branch. I'm here presenting the community of Kayelisa. I'm going to speak in behalf of the community. I'm covered how the speaker was talking. Some of the questions I was going to ask, I'm not going to repeat it. But I have something to say about the domestic workers. The employers take money from them and register them for their UIF, but when they leave, they don't get the UIF card, they don't get their belongings, the money. When they want to go and claim their UIF money, they can't go because the employer keep the cards. Number two, they work maybe 32 years. There's a lady in Kalisha, she worked 32 years. her employer didn't want to give her UIF card. But she was deducting the money. And she was deducting the money from her also. And Manasa, I want this gift of the UIF. They must please take note about our people. Who is employed at domestic workers? And who is employed as gardeners? And who is employed in the restaurants? Because when they left and they have services, working long services, they get nothing when they go out. They only get their wages. If their wages is 1.5 a month, they will go out with debt 1.5. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Ngumama uMazola wasekhaya elisha ndimele umbutho wabantu ndiphaka yaku 94 kwebizani ise ekhaya elisha konke mendizawugxininisa sebebethiwe ngondilandenyaweni zakhe okatshelela ukuthethe konke mna ndawugxininisa nje ngamakhadi abantu abangaqeshwanga anikwa umqeshi ndinomntu owaphangela iminyaka ngamashumi mathathu anesibini ephangela kodwa akanikwanga elo khadi nangona imali bezixuzulwa emsebenzini wakhe ngumqeshi nabantu baphangela ezigadini nakwiirestyurenti likhulu mashumi ahlanu abantu badlakazwa amalungelo abo okudlala ngawo.
Ek is van Wijk Verenigd, dit is Chris Honitak, en ek wil graag die gemeenskap van Kailida hier verteenwoordig. Die vorige keer het reeds baie van my vrae gedek, so ek gaan nie dit weer herhaal nie. Ek wil net kyk rondom die kwestie van die huishulpe. Wanneer hulle wel geregistreer word, dan word geld aftrek vir die werkersversekeringsfonds, maar wanneer hulle hulle werk verlaat, hou hulle werkers die kaarte agter en hulle is nie weet hulle teruggee nie. Ek het bijvoorbeeld een vrou wat 32 jaar gewerk het, en nadat sy diens verlaat het, wil werkgewer glad nie haar kaart aan haar gee nie, en sy het nie haar werkersversekeringsfonds enigszins uit nie. En dan moet ons net kyk na die mense wat werk in huishulpe, tuiniers of as kelders, en wanneer hulle miskien, hulle kry R1500 per maand, en dit is ook net al wat hulle kry.
Can I see other hands? Because of identified four, and that's four is over. There was one hand here. Can you take two this side, and then I will go to this side. There was one hand. Is there another hand from this side? That's one. So two, and then I'll go this side. Mr. Sokutu?
Thanks, Chair. Firstly, welcome this opportunity. And also the presentations from the various speakers. The first thing that I must agree with is that we need to be vehemently against those who are hell-bent in commodifying our problems in South Africa. And I'm saying this because in the presentation by my teammate, they state that their clients have a right to choose the centers in which they want to pay in. And I have a problem with the word client, because unemployment is in itself a problem. Now, in the face of a problem, in the face of misery, you see a business plan. And it's a problem. And I want to actually equate this to the road accident fund, where there are incidents that a claimant will probably have out of 100,000, get probably 20,000 or 60 or 40,000. The rest goes to the lawyer that is representing that particular claimant. Because many cases of such nature, I can imagine how it's going to be if we allow agents to charge the people who want to claim unemployment insurance fund. But I think, on principle, it should be inhuman and immoral for anyone to see a business idea in a person's misery. Secondly, I want to agree with the Domestic Workers Union, particularly to emphasize that the point is not that they are the only workers whose employers are not registering them for UIF. I don't think that was the point made by the presentation. Rather, to highlight the manner in which that problem persists in the sector in which they organize. because in other sectors it is easy, because of the structure of the workplace, for union to intervene and get workers to be registered. But as you would know, it is very difficult to even follow the trends of employment in terms of domestic workers in relation to how the workplace is structured. You might actually find out, if we can create a survey, you might find out if the members of this house, majority of them, on a serious note, majority of them who have domestic workers, those domestic workers are not going to be registered in the UIF. So it is serious problem that even those who advocate for it, you find it persisting in their own household. So I think we need to, I agree vehemently with that the assertion. And then on resignation, I think resignation should be included as well, partly because it is stipulated in who can claim UIF that upon finding employment, therefore it is a beneficiary of UIF. Therefore, a person who resigns from their employment because they have a better job or there's better prospects where they can find other employment, that already is covered. And especially given that, especially in vulnerable sectors, domestic workers, security, even SACA organizes that, their employment relationship will be increasingly intolerable and they're forced to resign. So I think it should be included in the provisions. On the question of the voluntary termination of pregnancy, I think I'm covered by Comrade Uthembe from SADAW. But to emphasize how really, our society is dominated by a patriarchal understanding of how we should operate. It can only be from a patriarchal background that something that is a law and is allowed by law will be undermined by an amendment which seeks to discourage their freedom of association to do whatever they please in relation to the circumstances that they face. But I'm covered with the input made. And lastly, on the question of the proposed deletion of the amendments by NUMS, firstly, I think we must engage the notion of political interference, which we see as political intervention, but in a neoliberal understanding of society or of government, you will see it as political interference. That when the notion of the people shall govern is being introduced, there are those who see it as political interference. And the substantiation of removing such an act is not based on any substantive grounds. Rather, an alleged disagreement between a minister and a director general. I think if we were to follow according to that kind of thinking, we would make amendments every single day. Because someone is saying that the minister disagrees with the DG and therefore let's remove the powers from the DG and give it to the minister. If we have that type of understanding, I think there must be more substantive reasons to actually justify why the minister cannot be given the power to designate the authority, the accountability authority, as it is as proposed in the amendment. The amendment must remain as it is. There are no substantive grounds other than rumor mongering that has no substantive evidence that is presented forward. Thanks, Chair.
There's a hand there. Okay, I've noted that. I'm still on that side. I'm coming up there. There was a hand there. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and everybody. Good afternoon.
Oh, okay. No. This is in African when Tosa is sleeping, can Africans chip in if someone was speaking English? Please.
My naam is Sekoto, ek verwelkom die geleentheid om as spreker op te tree. Ek stem saam dat ons gekant moet wees teen die probleme van werkers sien as kommoditeit. Ek praat hier met die organisatie Klevit wat die probleem, die woordgebruik van kliënt en die probleem en hulle sien iemand wat werkloos is of werkloos is te verleer, as die eiser as 'n kliënt. Dit is amper soos pas ongeluksfonds. Die eiser baie min geld uitkry wanneer die eis uitbetaal word en die prokureurs baie meer geld. Die huishoudvakbond sê dat hulle nie die enigste mense is wat probleme ondervind met werkloosheidsfonds nie, maar ook hoe die werkplek georganiseer word. Selfs lede wat vandag in hierdie huise se lede of sy huishoudhulp is nie geregistreer by werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds nie. Mense wat bedanking ingedien is, moet ook ingesluit word by die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds. En veral in kwetsbare sektore soos sekuriteit, is hulle werkomstandighede baie moeilik van die werkers en daarom bedank hulle om dan na ander maatskappye te beweeg met beter voordele. Die vrywillige beëindiging van swangerskap stem ek saam met die kameraad van Sakau en dit is net in 'n patriarchale stelsel waar 'n wet van 'n land so geondermyn kan word. En dan is daar ook die kwestie van politieke inmenging, word net een probleem waar mense opstaan vir hulle regte en dan word dit gesien as politieke inmenging.
Ubawo Sokutu uthi akazugxininisa ukuthethwa uzaswangazela nje yena ugxininise kwineva yonke ingxaki engaxeshwa kwabantu namacebo ezoshishino uchaza neengozi zendlela ngokwecandelo lokubanga wachaza neendlela zabantu abaye babaleka basa imicimbi kubameli abakhethileli abanye abantu bangamagqwetha wachaza neendlela zokuba kusenzwa ezo zinto bagxininisa esithi kubonakala uba bakhona ozungula ichele abantu abangafuni ukuzidona ezinto ngokufanelekileyo wachaza uba zibhaliswanga ngokufanelekileyo izinto wachaza nemibono yemibutho i-union ezisebenzayo wagxininisa neemeko zabantu abaphangelayo basemakhaya ubuninzi lwabantu neendlona ezivelileyo apha kule ndlu kwanamhlanje nabantu abayeka emisebenzini ukuba beukuxeshwa kwenye indawo nabayeka kubalethana nokukhulelwa kwabantu ukungagxininiswa esifumana imali ngokufanelekileyo wathi oku kugxininiswe ezininzi ebezezithethiwe ngucabane uthembela phambi kwakhe akazuthi azithethe benayo imithetho kodwa imithetho ingaziphakazeli zonke izinto ziyatyeselwa kodwa ke makubekho iinguqulelo zasemithethweni ezenziwayo esithi abantu bayakulawula esithi kufuneka ujongwe nezinye iimeko zopolitiko ecaba yingenzi yangenelela wagxininisa nakumphathiswa nodirector general wesebe ukungenelela babo nemiba abayidlalayo wathi zikhona nezindlela ezininzi ezisebenzayo ezisetyenziswayo neenguqulelo ezimane zisenzeka wathi kukho amazumumu amaninzi athethekayo.
Very long.
Thank you very much and good afternoon again, Honorable Chairperson, people in this house. I will keep my eye on the interpreter so that I don't mess up the interpreting. Thank you. Now, today is a very historic moment for some of us here. I am Luwela Domingo. I am the General Secretary for the Deep Sea Fishing Union, NACFAO. When I went through the document itself and I looked at what government wants to achieve by bringing these amendments, I can only say government has done a very good job.
Emjongile ngesihlalo lo mthetho yilwa phambi kwethu namhlanje yabona into yoba urhulumente uqhubeka kuhle kakhulu kuzothi gaku
ndiyakhanya yile document kan ak nitsi ilegisering baya goeya waarding.
I want to highlight five very important sections and I would also want to give reason why I say it's a job well done.
Ndikhankanye nje amacandelo okanye amasolotya amahlalo ndinike izizathu ukuba kutheni ndisithi abalulekile.
Ek wil graag verder in hier uitleg en dan net verduidelik waarom ek hierdie vyf gekies het.
The intended amendments on section 11 can only favor all of us now there would be more people who could be appointed to assist in attending to the public's needs under the specific act.
En ons kyk na afdeling 11, wil ek net sê dat dit 'n gunste vir almal en dit sal meer dien en meer behoeftes van ons mense.
The intended amendment for section 12 with reference to benefits that one can now, if you lose part of your income due to reduce of work, that you could now go and claim for it, or the government could make this to be an act, would make life so much better for people because you would have a little bit more than what you had in the past.
So net kyk na die wysigings in terme van afdeling 12 en ons kyk na voordele wat oorgetrek kan word wanneer 'n persoon 'n deel van sy inkomste verloor en dit vir sy lewe makliker maak en soveel meer as wat dit voorheen was.
For me, section 13 that refers to where you now could be able to claim benefits regardless whether or not you claim it in the 4-year cycle. It's another help onto the unemployed. If that is approved, it would still mean that people could have their hand on their money that they have already also paid over for unemployment insurance.
En dan ook ek na afdeling 13, wat is verwijs na wanneer iemand kan uit die voordeel, al het hulle binnen die afgelopen 4 jaar siektes ook geëis, en dat dit ook extra hulp aan die persone bied, en dit geef hierdie mense toegang tot geld die hulle reeds bygedra het.
In addition, should it happen that the amendment goes through on section 17, it would mean that we would still be able as trade unions to help our members for the families of the DC members to process claims because the period could then be 12 months and we could still be able to help this person who has no money.
En dan in afdeling 17, wanneer ons kan sien dat die vakbonde ook kan help om hierdie uitstel te prosesseer omdat dit nou 'n periode van 12 maande beloop.
Also, honorable chairperson, is the intended amendment on section 13 in which the period will be extended and also the remaining partner of ours could be, or people could be added onto the list of who should be beneficiaries of the fund of the deceased. Is a beautiful one, and it would make another, in another way, make provision for those who stay behind to have money.
En dan het die deel in afdeling 30 wanneer oor die voorstelde wysiging oor die uitbreiding van die periode en dan het mense wat as begunstigdes genoem kan word, 'n pragtige voorbeeld en dan kan dit verseker word dat daar geld gelof word vir die persoon wat agterbly na iemand gesterf het.
Last but not least, honorable chairperson, is my major concern about the section 33, which I believe is a must and it should effectively stay for the following reasons.
Lord, maar beslis nie die mislees rondom 1833 wat ek sien as 'n moed en dit om die volgende redes.
The employed cannot and should not create jobs out of the unemployed. Amen? This is the case. There would be a situation that should government dish out food to people when we don't have food, people would create jobs in that event and we will always be the losers, yet we have no money in our hands and we can stand for that.
Mm-hmm. okanye ezibhasele zikarhulumente ukuze kuxhatshazwe abo bangenanto.
Dan die mensen waar altijd een koor uitgedeeld wordt aan die mensen dat die koor heeft die inderdaad niet willen waardeschrijven.
Honorable Chairperson, I am of the opinion that there are so many institutions brought up like the CDAS and other places where these guys like or people like UI Zero then could go and start their own businesses. But it cannot happen onto the heaven shoulders of these who does not even have bread for themselves in their own houses. Because after the money is being paid out to the unemployed, they will still be unemployed and poor thereafter because these families are not wheelbarrows full of money.
Actually, in your opinion, there are so many instances, for example, the CDAS, and then, when your own businesses are created and the land is used on the shoulders of the workers, then they remain steadfast, worthless. The money they receive is not a great amount that they have taken out.
I am, in closure, I am of the opinion that the previous speakers mentioned government should employ more workers to reach out to the unemployed. I fully support that. I am for that. It doesn't matter if these employees that they employ must drive with their buggies into the bundus where we stay or get to our houses and come and help us. But there is this thing that we are not in all instances unemployed by choice, but by way of political operation, especially in this province. I thank you.
Kweliphondo le nto napoloni sicacile into yobana ke asisomandezranda singasebenzisa ngokuzikhethela kodwa kukho ifuthe lezopolitiko elibanzi uba kwenziwe lolo. Mna ndingacebisa into yoba makhe kuhanjwe kuyiwe phaa emaphandleni ebantwini kuzanye kuqwalalelwa ke iimeko zabo zentswelangqesho. Inkosi.
Dan is tenslotte die vorige sprekers het ook al genoem oor hoe mense na hierdie werkers moet probeer uitreik en ek is in volle ondersteuning daarvoor, maar ek vra nie dat mense wat met hulle bakkies in die boens in moet ry na onthuise toe nie en dit is nie altyd deur keuse dat ons werkloos is nie, maar eerder deur politieke bedreighede.
So much. At the first time, I would say the ladies, you are number one, let's want to speak last, you're number one, and then there is the gentleman with the grey jersey, two, and three, and four. No, but you are the presenter. Four. Yes. Now, I've taken four, five, I'll take six and then go up. Four, five, six. And then after you've spoken, I'll go up to him. You are number one.
Okay. I just want to set the record straight. Well, I'm Elaine Vermaak, and I'm an agent assisting pregnant mommies to claim
the
I just want to set the record very straight, sir. Especially to those that think that we are, the words that was using is we are sharing in the misery of the poor. Now I will tell you from the bottom of my heart that is galactic. I, as a citizen of South Africa, what I do is I assist mommies that go on maternity leave, and then I do their UIF for them so that they can spend more time for their babies. So I am not sharing in anyone's misery, but I am sharing in their joy.
Endaweni yoba sibathenezele azikho imali thina esizityelisayo ngazo egameni labo.
Ik wil net dan rechtstel dat die wat denkt dat ons arm is uitbid, dit is die laatste ding wat ek as een burger zal doen. Ek help mamas wat op verplaatsverlof gaan en toegang wil krijgen tot de werkloosheidsverzekeringsfonds, zodat hulle meer tijd met hun kinders kan spannen, die ons
ek help, ek deel in hulle vrede en glo my, ek vir geen genot eruit om met hulle ongelukkigheid of moeilike situasie nie.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make an appeal. We had presentations here, and everybody was listening to the presentation. Then there are views based on the presentation. Let us not then make this a forum where one is going to say this and then I come back to respond. As the portfolio committee, we convened this public hearing so that we can be in a position to hear about the views on the amendments. So if there's any other thing, allow us as parliamentarians to get the views. We'll make a consolidation of the views. Don't feel offended when there are people with a different view to what you have presented and be tempted to come back. Can we then come back and focus on the amendments? Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope, because I don't want us to be accused of not allowing people to speak. If you are going to respond, I'm not giving you a chance. I will stop you. I will only give you an opportunity if you are going to ask questions on the presentations or comment. And you are going to respond on your own presentation, give me permission to cut you. I will do that. So, who is number two? Who is number two? Thank you.
Maribulele Mshanga Pambiyo. Njimu Bongile Zanazo.
Very much, Chair. My name is Bongile Zanazo.
Worship, my name is Bongile Zanazo.
Before I speak, Chair, please allow me to say this. You can't ask or allow mosquitoes and Dracula's vampires to be security of the blood bank.
Pagubani shabele mkama de salo, or no one something ke umsegelo se ufumele abo bantu azinzononi, labo babafuna unwane babanye abantu ukuthi mayibenga abo ngamela inzuzo okanye imfanelo zabo bantu.
Because of what they will do, they will eat the blood that is in the blood bank. And those people who are keeping that blood, they will left with nothing.
That's from the
can we stop laughing? Can we listen? I don't know why now are we starting to giggling when people are speaking. Can you please stop doing that? Over to you.
Can you do that mensen bij je bloedbank werken? Want hulle eet dan uiteindelik die bloed en die mense later laat hulle bloed oor nie.
Mag ek weet jy af oor in die zeer amendment of section 12. Ngithi mhlawumbe ngaphambili sendinawucela mani mina isicelo soba inga angeni ukala 66% ayotsho ku 90% kuba abantu abangomama lelo nadresha basokola kakhulu eliya azithweleyo bakwazi le mali onje ngayo aba bangana bebefumana angaxhomekeki kwisibonelo sikarhulumente qha kuba la 66% mncinci kakhulu kuneengxaki abahlangabezene nazo njengathuba.
I propose that on section 12, we increase that money that has been allocated to 90%, because by the time women are pregnant, it's where really they need to have something in order to cater for their offspring.
Voor de wijziging van artikel 12, dat is ja, dan vermeerder moet worden naar 90% wanneer vrouwen zwanger, want dit is juist die tijd waar er meer geld in weg, omdat er meer uitgaven zit.
Die
ngigqithe apho endleleni eya-33 ku-amendment ku-amendment section 33 ndigqithe kwinto ethi kuza ukubaluleka kakhulu intoyoba sijonge nabo basezifarmers aba basebenza kwii-farmers kuyo yonke le nto kufika bechaphazeleka kukhethe nee-ministers ezikwaziyo ukubetha abantu kwanobomi ingabi nandona umbhatala i-800 esebenza Monday to Sunday.
Therefore, I also want us to visit Section 33 and highlight the importance of regularly checking the farm workers, and the ministers must crack the whip on those people who pay mere 800 for workers who work a period of a week.
Article 33 has seen that it is belangrijk dat de minister moet toezien dat die plaatwerkers bezoek wordt om diegene aan te spreken waar plaatwerkers schamele 800 per week betaalt.
Section 33, aan die vormelanie naar je papheel, inga aan de schoosje, wat we gaan met een wat lepje. Afdeel van vormelan koronade, ez no goed, ez in dat, ez in dat we zitten aan azo, ez dat voor de kaas in baan.
I'm really against Section 33. I suggest that Section 33 should be deleted so that it can allow some people to start on other people's labor.
Reinige kant hier artikel 33 en ek stel voor dat dit geskraap word sodat party mense nie as bloedvryers gaan optree teenoor die arbeid van ander nie.
Are you not making a mistake?
Oh, the other section 33 is 14 kalok. About when the process application for a benefit may not follow an agent or a person supporting the act on behalf of the applicant may charge or be charged in NC against the applicant. The third to as agent, this is the link in the Ukuselikas, Naran Baban, Maboyo Funa Kubo, Unne, Tomoba Matalisa. The element in my social administration. I-agent zingavunyelwa nekroba lokuba zingangena zincukuthe ngakumbi kurhulumente.
I am still saying that these agencies must not be allowed to suck the labor of those people who want assistance from those agencies. People must just be allowed to go straight to government, not from these agencies.
Gemeenskap en die mense moet uitbrei dat toegang tot die register verkry nie en dat mense regstreek na die regering moet gaan vir hierdie tipe mense help.
Do you live in a Jerome Buto, Ubuka Akamisa, Indo Yasarovis? The Funuutim Kanga family, the Kanga Ems and Africa, Asinolum Ulfumela, Mikazolum Omita, Ukulumenda Kuba Matikit, Nalondo. Londo, Iako Sende, Umtualo, China, Nesisukula Nahit, Kuba Kuba Sekasua, Impulas Kalu Chata. For when the room says, now over the city, Uza Kulele and that's the Toba. Ukulumanus of Bata, we are the last of in the Kulele, Kulele of Bata, Nibala Matrix, the Taman of Kulume. Long we have to try some color dynasty, Tinapu Bachaman, now share with it is. Ukbeka family, Kubakosa, the Jesus, Avaman, Bachabanga, and Abanga Zinto, for Ukunano, Okani Ukunano government, what we come to do.
And therefore totally against the benefits that will be given to those people who are going to be pregnant for 9 months. Because we find that some people encourage, especially young women, to get pregnant so that they can benefit from their pregnancy. Therefore, I'm totally against such practice.
We can't hear for the person that young man is stronger, but it's often that I made it, but mensen van armoede staan om zwanger te worden, nee, die voordelen te genieten.
Kan ik alleen maar zeggen, die visa, die passen in de etis, ook hoe gaat het hier zo met jong? Maar kan dat kwalifieren voor je maatschappij? In dat hand, dan is er van mijn leven een gevoel hoe twee in miscarriage, zou die, hoe twee nee, abortion. Kana uchenete, uba umzo skupe nenzo misisu, noba zira pini nyanga, uba nyo skupe zingu pini nyanga, maranga qualified. Nga pange uba, yinzo ebe mzekele achorale.
And I close, Chairperson, I want to suggest that those people who abort intentionally,
must not qualify for maternity leave because they will keep on doing that. Therefore, I'm totally against that practice.
Daarom wil ek voorstel dat die vakantie steen die wat dobbelwit abortus het, ek wil voorstel dat hulle nie kwalificeer vir die kraamvoordeel het.
My number 3.
Kan jy misal my kambi? Man, please, ek am alam de mona is kukwele. I'm fully covered with the issue that is raised by you. So good.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Monami Sibupele, and the task is in so cover the law and so forth.
My name is Honorable Sibupele, and I just put all in after deck the report of the spirit.
From the Musa Yuno. Chair, I'm attachable with some issue that the issue of the whereby you see some outsiders, men who are doing four jobs, cleaning the car, working outside and inside, and four jobs for one, doing one job for four people. And also, if ever the Department of Labor can force those particular employers to make sure whatever you are outsiders, you must pay the URS as long as you are working in South Africa, so that the employer cannot be running to the outsider people. Can employ or an agent in the investigator to make sure those particular company they just deduct the URL from the workers and also not send where is blocked, so that the Department of Labor can make sure each and every company that is registered is paying the URL from the workers and sending where it belongs. Thank you, Malcolm.
Verder
wil ik ook voorstellen dat het departement van Afrika geen instel op onderzoek te doen die maatschappijen wat geld aftrekt voor werkloosheidsverzekering, maar dan niet het geld terugbetaalt aan die fonds. Nee.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think mine was purchased from the presentation that was done by Sasao, and listening from the speeches that everyone made inside the house, it brings me back to this point that our government do have measures in place, but when it comes to implementation of those measures, it becomes a problem. And the reason why I'm mentioning this, Sasao is saying that all government do have penalties that they are giving to those employers who doesn't register domestic workers. Sasao is saying all government doesn't do enough. Now my question is coming now to Sasao to ask.
Werknemers registreren.
Now my question to Satsau, those employers who doesn't register their employees, are they reported? Then my second question will then be to then my second question would then to go to the Department of Labor. What measures are put in place for those employers who doesn't listen and not register their workers? What measures are in place from the department? Hence the department are having measures for these employers that doesn't register the workers. Then my second issue, this is just a comment, comrade Chetasin. It's with regards to subsection 5. I think the previous figures here, and I'm referring it to UNACTU, they mentioned one important issue. And I think it's very important that every one of us need to raise ourselves with regards to composition of NEDLAC, because the previous speaker was referring to representatives that are representing us labor, they represent the community, they represent business, they represent government. And their committee...
Uluvo lwam ke lesisubsection 5 walo mthetho abo ke kukho ilungu leNACTU elithi phaa kwelaa qumbu lakwaNEDLAC kubakho ke abameli bakarhulumente, kubekho abameli bezoshishino, kubekho abameli bahlali okanye abameli bezoluntu.
En my commentaar wys, so wat ek op vyf NACTU daarna gewys, dit is belangrik dat ons weet wat die samestelling van NEDLAC is.
All these members that I was referring to, they represent us on NEDLAC, on the structure of NEDLAC. Now, this subsection 5, if I understand correctly as what Kosato was saying, this bill was tabled to that structure, and the structure agreed to certain issues with regards to the bill now, the amendment of the bill now, but the structure didn't agree to subsection 5, and I would request that this subsection 5, and I'm referring here to the issue of the abortion, the rules and abort.
Die wetenwerp is voortreef met die structuur waarin ons gepraat het. Hulle stem saam die wijziging van voorgestel is, maar nie met op artikel 5 nie specifiek die kwestie van abortie.
Also that I've seen that I would strongly support the fact that this clause must be removed, and also understand that women fight for these kinds of rights, and for us to come here and say it shouldn't be as yet, it's hopefully wrong. We have laws in place, laws that are fighting by women that know and understand the need of this kind of laws to be put in place, and for us here to come and say it shouldn't be implemented, it's wrong, it should be removed, we should refer ourselves to the Nation of the Pregnant Act when it comes to abortion, but it's a lawful affair.
So to salute the bad and the
my last one from the chair is with regards to the further area of engagement from the slide of SATU. And this slide is referring to regulations, and a lot of speakers here have mentioned with regards to regulations, seasonal workers. That my understanding, and if I'm wrong, I need to be corrected, that there is an engagement from the NEDLAC structure
that is having a position of all the stakeholders that I was referring to, that they would look at the issue of residential and seasonal workers. It's a project that is ongoing. It's not a question that is not in at yet. My request then will be for these committees and this structure of like and government to make sure that these resignations issue from the UIF to become back so that people who are working and are contributing to the UIF benefit from their monies. I thank you,
Chair. Kanetha kunye nale komiti ukwenza le nto abo baye bakhoxa emsebenzini bebhatala UIF bakwazi ke ukuhoyeka nabo. Enkosi.
Laastens, kusaphiusupoorrek ons u bedank afdankings van seisoenwerkers en ek lyk my kyk na die bedankings van hierdie seisoenwerkers en dit moet gesien word sodat mense wat bydra het tot die werkloosheidsversekering wel hierdie voordeel kan geniet.
Number 6. Number 6, yes.
Okay, Chairman. Thank you, Chair. I'm Dr. Tando Dinana from the Kailisha Youth Development Council.
My name is Tando Dinana, so the Kailisha Youth Development Council.
First, Chair, my parents believe it, but fail to expect a disappointment was I'm a young person who sees Parliament once in TV and sees that there are any parties that throw stones to the president, but I'm of the view that I'm disappointed and I'm not hearing you introducing their MPs or LPs. Now, I need to first raise that. As young people, we need to see this also in the TV. But there are parties that are not even participating where there is public. Also, okay, I'm coming to the point, presentation that has been happening, almost 6 or 7 presentations. But now, what do you say about those people who can't make presentation leave?
Ek wil graag my misnoem met die leerteling uitspreek as die jong persoon, vooral dat ek kyk na die deelname van die verskillende partye wat dan nie deelneem aan die openbare verhoring nie.
I'll get checked. I don't know if I should raise, but I need to raise the questions because even they are not here, but I was on the view that saying that if people, when there is a public hearing or public engagement, and then to presentation in leave, we should now start to, as a citizen or as parliament at large, to not recognize their suggestion because they ignore the people that they represented. How come come here and then give inquiries and everything, therefore you leave us as a public? Then tomorrow you want parliament to implement what you have raised. So I'm that view saying that if the people who are making presentation to public are not here, if they are concerned, you should not be even taken up front.
Hier is ongelukkig een kwestie dat ek sal moet lig, want by ons so openbaar verhoor het, en ons sien dan dat daar mense is wat net een voorrecht lever en hulle verlaat ontstaan, dan moet eintlik nie hulle opinies nodig acht nie, want hulle is bezig om ons die publiek wat wil deel nie om heeltemal te ignoreer.
My question, I only have 4 questions here. Now, I want to understand when you say the PRC must only focus on job creation, whereas they see there's a talent education system that will require more funds. I was going to suggest that than us taking the money of the PIC to job creation, also to invest more money on education so that we can manage to fight the free education attack. Some of the money of the PIC must move to bazaaries and other institutions than creating more jobs, because also in creating more jobs and then us as young people are not getting to education system, there's a problem. So I was going to suggest that no more creating jobs, just putting us today in the level of education to become fine. The second question is,
faqamiso ke sam sokala ukuba ke kukho la iphabic investment corporation yona ke isebenza ezimali ze-UIF ekudaleni abantu bemisebenzi kodwa ke mna ke ndiyacebiswa ukuba okwesibini bazekudongeke ekuxhaseni imiba yezemfundo kuba ke kukho le nkqubo yakutshala ne-hashtag free education ezimali ke mazibendixhaso xa iphabic investment corporation zixhasa amaphulo ezemfundo yasimali.
En eerst kijk die openbare beleggingscommissie, wil ons ook net hee dat hulle ook geld moet beleef en nie net in werkgeving, maar ook in opvoedkunde. En wanneer ons kan sien dat daar werk geskep word, maar die persone, ons jong mense, ons jeug, kon nie eens enigszins opvoedkunde betree nie, wat help dat daar word werke geskep. So dan moet daar ook self ingesloot word in opvoedkunde. Dit etiket opvoedkunde vir almal.
Now, claim moves like a woman, or a man or domestic workers. Now, the needle, and in the front, you can't like to wrap a woman with a sense. Why is it to hold men them against the desk? For a one hour to be monitored, you know. And then, maybe you don't get what task you have with the union, if by union. As often, I mean, like a create, a certain desk, that's where I focus again, bringing that early one, and I've been looking for a price ever. Can you say, you know, as long as I'm talking about bars and then they just, therefore, so she's bars. Well, not out to water and then, hey, this guy, your mama, then bars is free. Meaning, no, my home supervisor, not the same test, I eat, therefore. You know, the next guy, it's the role, yeah, I'm going to put them against the monitoring and evaluation test, but I'm with you.
Yeah, I want to know, because it feels as if there is a contradiction, because government is proposing that there must be a test that is looking at the monitoring the domestic workers. You find out that in the long run, there will be some contradictions in terms of roles and responsibilities. Then I want more clarity on this domestic workers desk.
Ek dink nie, want dit is ook een vraag, sekere teenstelling is, al wanneer het in die tijd van monitering, en vooral van huidhulpe, en bietjie meer duidelijk oor hulle rolle en verantwoordelijkhede.
Die laatste question is, there is a way we speak about employer and employee. I was going off the view that should employees or companies pay, I'm saying that all companies should pay UIF for people, and therefore we can, and then people, and companies that are not paying for the employee should be liquidated. And also we'll be able, if companies are not paying for their employees, it also can assist us to get more jobs, because you see many companies have refugees and they don't pay. So once the companies, we will hear that law saying companies should pay UIF for their workers. Now we can be able to know how many companies are hiring such as people, because now if you come in water and you see more refugees, now where are we going to work? So I'm requesting that all companies should pay UIF for their employees so that we can capture how many people have been hired, how many citizens have been hired in this insurance in order to.
Ukugcibela ke kana kubantu bahlala phansi ndiyaphakamisa into yoba iinkampani ezingababhataleliyo abasebenzi maziqiniswe okanye mazibhangiswe ngoba kaloku ezi nkampani zifumanisa intoyoba azikwazi ukulandelelwa kakuhle kuba azikho iinkcukacha ezivelayo into yobana ngoobani baqashiweyo. Umzekelo, uba uya apho kwesasana ndifumanisa intoyoba kuqashwa bemi bangaphandle bemi abo ke bangabhaliswayo phaa be-UIF. Ngoko ke siyafuna into yoba ke nabantu balapha ekhaya bakwazi ukuqashwa ukwenzela into yobana bavaliswe phantsi kwezinkqubo ze-UIF.
Dan hierdie kwestie wat ek net lig tussen ten opsigte van die werkgewer en die werknemer, alle besighede moet betaal vir die werkgewersversekeringsfonds, en dan die wat nie betaal nie moet bankrot verklaar word, en dan ons moet kyk dat alle maatskappye wel moet betaal en bydra tot die werkgewersversekeringsfonds, dan moet kyk wie is besig om Suid-Afrikaanse burgers in diens te neem en wie is besig om buitelanders in diens te neem, en dit is al ten opsigte van restaurante, veral wanneer mense die waterfront soek om dit dan uit te klaar.
I think we were clear, I'm saying we, because my colleague has spoken as well on the issue of prisoners. You are part of the delegation of my claimant. And now we are not giving opportunity to delegations because the delegations have spoken. You were represented. Are you not?
As much as I'm part of a delegation, we all are together. I just feel
no, just there. Let me see if I'll give you an opportunity later. Let's just check it out.
I would literally take 1 minute.
No. Because if you do that, it means that I must allow all these in the centers where they want to take 1 minute. So bear with me. We might have time to give it all the presenters to say something, but not now. Let's allow those who are listening to you. No. But now I don't want to argue with you. You are part of the delegation. You might not be a presenter, but what the presenter was presenting is something that all of you have agreed upon that it must be presented here. So, that's all.
lady with the orange pinkish chocolate, yes.
My apologies for my earlier comment. I fully support subsection 33.
Kies ek wel voor dit net my apologie. Ek het tot volle ondersteuning ten opsigte van artikel 3 soos wat ek voorheen genoem het.
Lady. Molweni Ronde. Position. Ngero Silwana. Sibaye Bukuletu. Mele yuthi alapha siya Bukuletu. Into mna engithetha apha kakhulu is the fact that kukho i-organization as such as ipolisa which is balinked ne-NYDA. And then there were projects whereby qashe abantu as being e-volunteers ezikolweni ba assist the abantwana esikolweni.
My name is Carol Silwane from the Kukuletu Youth. There is an institution called Kulisa which is working closely with NYDA. They were responsible for recruiting the youth to work in the schools there.
Yes. Ek dink ek kom van Grelletti se lega van 'n projek Kulisa wat nou besig is om werkers of vrywilligers eerder te werf as deel van hierdie projek.
Okay, goed. Into en na kan hierdie tans kyane Kulisa is effected we import but we were never told in the kuba series we are being registered as employees. And here is our name, UIF. We worked
to be dissatisfied is that under police were employed but now they failed to tell us that we are registered under UIN.
Nou die ding met my stel is ons wat in diens geneem in hierdie projek, maar hulle het mislik seer nie vir ons vertel dat ons al geregistreer is vir die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds nie.
For the first 6 months we're told that we are going to get a stipend which is 1,200. And for that 6 months, we got 1,200. And when it came, because the project, it was for 2 years. When it came to the second month, the money reduced. We were only getting paid 400. They made some stories about, apparently, NYDA is no longer partnered with them. So they were in Nagabanayo. After Londo, up and down to NYGA. And then he strikes said to Kayana, I had a respect that the company, Ikulisa, had moved to Lapsi, Ibibuyo. And after the Cape Town, Abayano Yazi, Kamanu, Ikulisa, it's basically a job.
First 6 months, we were promised to be paid 1.2, of which it happened, as they said. But now, on the seventh month, they only paid us 400 rand. And then we went to the NYDA offices here in Cape Town, where in our surprise they told us that company does not exist in Cape Town, it's only in Johannesburg.
Ons het gesien dat in eerste 6 maande het ons toelaag kry soos beloof, R1,200 per maand. Maar toe eers skielik die 7de maand het hulle allerlei storieetjies en toe kry ons net R400 per maand. En groot is ons verbasing toe ons na die kantore toe gaan en hulle voel sien maar hierdie maatskappy is glad nie in Kaapstad gevestig nie, eerder in Johannesburg.
I just requested to make an intervention. Because I am sensing that the lady is having a work-related grievance. We are not going to throw it away. What we have done, we have prepared a table outside so that now that we are here in Parliament, what bothers you cannot be missed by us. There's a table where you register all your concerns, work-related, in fact your grievances, you take them to that particular table. Because for now we are focusing solely on the amendment, but it does not mean a person can come here crying and leave crying. So you are going to be sorted. So with due respect, can you hold your input right there? Then I'll come personally to take you to the table so that you register your grievance.
Thank you.
nukunilisa kengu bana kendi funa nje ukunge hene la kiti hapa si chongene nezu amendments kulo mtetuwe UIF kota ke ikuwa ni jatile si umisileyo pa eva hapo ke hapo bane halazo ezi mulu mene mbeko semselenzin bangati kwa kiti sezo halazo kula tafi ya nando kuna shumine kukwa abandu wa shiri hape parlamente bale bene skalazo bazibambe bekhekeze skalazo ngoku ndifuna ndiqinise kule nto esangayo ngoku ezi amendments kule UIF.
Ik wil graag een instelling hier doen, want het is mij gewerkt om SP Dalmeider bezig om een bezwaar aan te tekenen. En ik wil niet stellen in kennis dat er wel een taal bij de beschikbaar is. En wat er voor vandaag geplooid mag niet gemist worden. So, ik kan buiten in tafel toe gaan met enige bezwaar wat werksverband is, maar voor nu in dit gesprek wil ik graag focus op die wijziging van de wetsontwerp. En ons wil graag dat mensen hier naartoe komen, naar het parlement, en heil en gegrief is, en dan weer terug uit te gaan en steeds gegrief is. Nie. So, ek sal die stap opneem na daar die tafel buiten waar jy hier bezwaar kan aanteken.
En Jenna Jehova, abantu bachekishaya is abantu are getting employed, budget issue for UIF. I think nothing but seven is the organization you're an IOPA in the community. Because, you know, while we were waiting there, we never knew that eventually this is offered issue. Never told us. So it's very important that you do not overcome as organization, as the IOPA, a community. Because this is our youth that we are talking about. Understand? And if you're going to let these things, such things pass, then they cannot show within the land, then you're creating more crime and violence. Thank you.
Carol, I think yes, I could hear Kanjong on the man, because I think the issue we raise are you, irrational, and you are emotional about it. Jong, this is your in fact, it's not even parliament, because the parliament is our started this to local department. We call out to pass about the department directly, but the another issue, because the issue is that about the salary money, the UIF. So, in the name of Kushani, Mabase Pilang, the IOI department is here. Master call? Yes, Master. Okay, Master. Okay, Master. Will you use the name of committee number one and John. I'm by now you can see but I'll deal with the issue. Thank
you. As we have been alluding to the fact that luckily we have a department that is with us, the Department of Labor, that is directly dealing with these issues that have been alluded by the lady from Kubuletu. Therefore, Mr. Non Chigila would come and report to us as the committee once he has dealt with that particular
ons het as departement van arbeidsland dat die kwesties van die dame kan aanspreek en nou het ek al verslag gegee aan ons rondom die kwesties.
Now, can we have someone up there? We are not going to break for tea because of time, but there is tea and biscuit outside. So you can quietly go and get your tea and biscuit and come back.
Ons het ongelukkig nie genoeg tyd om uit te breek vir tee nie, maar daar is tee en koekies buite en u kan stil uitsluit en u tee en koekie gaan kry.
Dankie, onnodige chairperson. My naam is Regina Williams. Ek is die streeksekretaris van Bawisa Plaatsheber Vereniging en ek is ook officier van die federatie AWEDU wat bestaan uit Bawisa, Retau, SDTU, Afriwu, Saktu, Sikola, Sonke, Fau en Ketau wat in die plaas weer in sektor dienste.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I'm also the Secretary of Union Reform Workers and AWEDU and we consist of a number of different unions.
Williams,
eindelijk word daar nie genoegsame voorsiening gemaakt van plaas en een gemonitor waar sy sy die werkers betrokken is. Ek bly in Eindepaard in Woesten, waar elke ochtend 64 een plaat lorie hulle mense kom optel wat bestaan uit plaasienis 7500 werkers.
Currently there is no monitoring for farm workers, and in Worcester where I am, we can see that every morning at least 7,500 workers are picked up. We can see that the workers make use of labor brokers, but now we can see that there's absolutely no monitoring happening, and no UIF is deducted whatsoever. There's no record kept of how many of these workers are employed, and then year after year we can see that we go to the same farms again.
For consistency purposes, let us focus on the amendment. Areas outside that, if those things you would like to raise with the committee, we are not closing any door. There are two options if it is related to the department. Departmental officials are outside. If you want to draw that to the attention of the committee, Mr. Sagafa, with a white shirt sitting next to the chair, is here. You can make your submission, and because it is the written submission, we give you the same dignity by responding in writing. My fear, Chair, is as I'm looking around, people are starting to panic because they are using public transport. We want all of you to be part of this as we wrap it up. So I just wanted to make that plea. Let's focus on the amendments, and anything outside the amendments, let's make a submission. Thank you.
Ek glo dat jy nou aan die reg dat jy slegs op fokus op enige wysigings wat nou van toepassing is. As enige ander grief het, is 'n tafel daar byne. Ons wil u hoor en kan u klagtes daar indien, want ek sien net aan hier is mense wat begin benou word want hulle gebruik, hulle maak gebruik van openbare vervoer. So ek wil net soos wat ons nou sê.
Wat gemaakt word om hulle lewenslang daar te gebind. Baie dankie.
Thank you very much. And then just on that point, I want to complete and deliver a comment. Whenever new laws are implemented, it imposes on the normal, everyday, day-to-day worker who is often misused. And considering there are gaps in the law, in the legislature, specifically domestic sector, the minors, everybody who's vulnerable. And then we just want to request MEDLAC or any type of public hearing that we, the normal people, be involved in having our say and our comments in the making of these laws.
Ndiyacela ke ndibongoze ukuba thina bantu ke bahleliyo ukwenza imisebenzi engephi into yokuba xa ababonelelako okanye amanye amaqonga esenza imithetho erhabazela abasebenzi nathi bantu ke basebenzi imisebenzi eqhelekileyo siyacela ke into yoba sibandakanye ke kuba kaloku ezi amendments neminye imithetho inempembelelo kakhulu kwimisebenzi emihla esenzayo. Enkosi.
Usisi siyamnika i-opportunity mhlawumbe amaxesha amaninzi xa besiza kwezi public hearings aba-understandi ukuba bazothini. So ngo-for instance unayo i-opportunity yokuthetha ebhili yenziwayo kodwa uye wareyiza ezinye izinto ezingaphandle kwibhili. Mhlawumbe kuzawufuneka thina kwele cala siqinisekise uba xa abantu beyorekruitha ukuba mabazi
from time to time, we do invite the lady to come and comment here. But now, what is coming up now is that people are speaking out of context. Therefore, it would be very important that when people are recruited, they are able to be educated on the specific subjects on the day.
Want ek het al lawyers mense om hier te kom praat, met so platform en baie keer praat hulle buite die konteks wat ons bespreek. Dit is dus nodig wanneer ons die mense werf om na hierdie verhore te kom, dat hulle vooraf goed ingelig word omtrent die onderwerp van bespreking.
Any other hand up there? None? Oh, okay. Hi, die pilanjo, tsetakalo.
Can you get
a
mic so that
they
can be able to speak?
Can I see you can try to answer please?
Okay. Any other person down here while you're waiting for the mic? Okay. One, two, can we be brief to the point and be on the subject? One, two, three. Immediately they get the mic, I'm going to go out.
My name is Kwezi Mayamela. I'm from Kailisha. Firstly, I think the bulk of the amendments, we welcome them. They're quite very successful. But my concern is about the financial implication for the state. In terms of the long run, the amendment seeks to address the issue of 6 months to 12 months, and then with the increment of the 66 percentage as well. But now, my question is directly to the committee. In terms of the funds, are we secure enough in terms of making sure that the insurance won't be running out of funds as well? And including...
Because Kapolo, the... Anel, Bambedache,
investment in making sure that these investments are creating jobs. But my concern is one thing, there's nothing that the investment are making sure that we are going to open more labor centers. If you take a look as well, like in Kaili, there's a satellite office there that opens at 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock is closing, only for 2 days in a week. But people that bring to such place, but Kaili is more, it's overpopulated. So if we can have good investors, that money which is invested can open more centers in the township level that they can address those kind of issues in terms of the long queues, in terms of the police as well.
But the village after the one they have the investment corporation, ATCS Mali J UIF, we are showing the banana get money if in red and the challenge for Mato Union. Or I get in a high highly transgender chance than a one by the location. Siyacela ukuba kuvulwe kakhulu la maziko esebenza abasebenzi kuba kaloku kufumanisa uba ngamanye amaxesha kuvulwa ngo-9 kuvalwe ngo-1 kwaye ke nemigca mide abantu banyanzeleka ukuba baye komile esiplem zalo njalo. Siyacela ke into yobana bakuvulwe ezilabor center.
We were evicted from a farm. We got no salary and we also didn't even get the UIF blue card.
En ons maar geblei met een sikkel tot ons huis gekry het, en my man het nou een werk gedring. En die oomlik die werk wat ek gekry het, werk ek weer op een plaas, maar het blei in een hokken.
And we struggled to look for work, and then eventually my husband got a job on another farm again.
Yes, ek ook al nou bas fuman na man tuk in kaya so, wat ek het twee in mien wang of man omsebens, wen na.
Now, this gentleman with the white shirt is coming, is going up to take all Sisi out so that that problem that or the problems that she has can be attended by the right office. So,
the person who is going to tell me the value of the after you have seen, I can't know for whom the story is going to
The other hand up there? None. Are these hands insisting? Okay. How many? You it's you and are you who wants to speak? Yourself. Okay. Can you speak?
Madam, ilenzwa into enye qala into ba kuthobani igama umoya ifani suka ngalapha eBoland eCapeWindless. Elona ndingamandla into ba kuqala ngaqala ingcome asebebhili ukuyeka phela kukho i-section about section 13. So section 13 of L52 of 2001, I think ba sigule i-amendment yakhona on the basis of ba singabanye sihlala emaplazini and emaplazini ke into enzekayo ngabantu abasebenza ngesizini. So kungcono nxathaseba ngoku bazokwazi uba babe nonyaka bekwazi ukuthi barhole i-UIF. So that's why sithi yinto encomekayo le ndingathanga ixesha labadoliki mayime aqabanga kodwa.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very happy with the amendments, especially on session 13. Which is this bill on a very fertile and a good ground. My name is Tobani Moi. I live in Cape Winelands. We are glad that the seasonal workers are going to be paid now for a period of 12 months after they've lost their jobs.
Ons is bijna klaar. De wijziging van artikel 13, dat is een goede wijziging. Verplaatswerkers. Wat ze doen werkers is, want hulle gaan nou per 12 maanden na de lage werkers nog eerst voordeel geniet.
Op de bijbehelage, in een andere inkomen, die bij legile, die lorgen goed aan het is van mij. Maar je mag je, in de baas ook kaya ziwe, ja, beter, ja, maar kom maar in kalus, in een andere liman, ja, om de zoda, na dit, dat uurtje, als ik naar session 33, Ngoba ijonge ngoba ayiwazi na ngoba nemobile offices kwimeko ezinjeyana kwenzela uba umzekelo phaaphaa office ini and funa sinazobe kanye uba iindawo ezintlanu kwenzela uba kuyaza abantu abafutshane noba yeyoba isecane bekhona eselotshini kwenzela uba abantu babame ixesha elide bakubini ixesha elide ezokulu iphele abanje ngalabo sibavala bazavela. Ndiyakhuleka.
Thank you very much. I still stand to support Section 33 besides the issue of outsourcing. Most of us workers who work in farms, in May, our work becomes to an end because it's raining. But my advice is that the Department of Labor must be able to solicit mobile offices so that people, if they want their UIF, they can get them very quickly. Because there are such opportunities who have been alluded here, who come and exploit other people's labor.
Ek ondersteun nog steeds artikel 13. Die meeste van plaaswerkers te werk om maaimaand te einde van die gevolg van die reen, en ek sal voel in die departement mobiele kantore oprig sodat werkers nie uitgebuit kan word nie.
Thank you, Chairperson. I feel the urge just to correct the previous speaker in terms of the interpretation of the section that he just mentioned. He mentioned that he is glad that the seasonal workers will now be cut for 12 months after the period of service. But I feel the urge just to correct them in terms of that clause. So that it doesn't go out of here with a misperception that it will be covered and the opposite is true. Thank you very much.
Ik wil niet de rechtstelling maken, maar ik word als spreker rondom seizoenwerkers wat na 12 maanden die voordelen van geniet terwijl die tegenovergestelde niet waar het is.
Meneer Jeroen, we zijn aan bak om vlegaten te zitten hier voor jou. Ngo-Session 33 apho bendilake ngesithuba sonyaka befuna nje ukunika inganiso ukwenzela ubana sixata ibexa siphuma apha ukwenzela uba abantu bangaphumbi noluvo olulunye ngokuphathelene no-Session 33.
Ndicela uba ndicabele kakhe uba xolo mama ndicela umzuzu nje madam into yenzekayo into enye isiyanjongo Session 13 ndifuna uphi ubaba ndicacele uzanika ke ndiqathe balendleleni kuthekwa nje kuba beziyi-278 ngoku zizawuba yi-265 i-days meaning for the year after. So afike undirhalela ucaphelelwe into yoba ngaba xa kuleshini 13 ngu-6 ngaba phana imeko ithini ngaba ithina i-UIF ngoku izawukwazi into yoba iespandwe ixesha ekanye ndirhalela nje iclarity kwezomeko. Ndiyabulela.
I want clarity on Section 13 whereby it talks about whether the UIF will be expanded from 238 to 365 days. So I want, if I go out of here, going home, I want clarity on that one.
Into ekuthethwa ngayo apha izawuku increase from 8 to 12. 8 months. Section 13. It's 8 to 12 months. Good. Kunyaki 12 months, hello? And Eva.
Oh, I think it is fault or the correction that was made on the submission that you made incorrectly. Thank you.
Siavan, honorable, want to say something?
Yes, Chairperson. The input that I was making, taking into consideration the presentation that has been made or what is enacted within the amendments in terms of Section 13. If we take note, we'll see that the seasonal workers, resignation, informal sector workers, that the taxi drivers, they are not included in terms of your UIA. So we don't want our friend to go under this misconception. Going out of here, that when he's a seasonal worker, and the season is stopping, you will receive unemployment benefits for 3.5 months. Thank you, Chairperson.
Ayithethi into yoba ke mhlawumbi xa uphelelwe ngusekayo xa ixesha lakho lomsebenzi liphelile zikhona iinzuzo ozofumana isigaba senyanga ezishumi elinambini.
Ndiyibona ithi wuli unsafe that it's delivered na anleiding van voorligging wuli bysig onder artikel 13. Sy suwerkers en taxi bestuurders is nie insluit by die werkloosheidsversekeringsfonds nie. Daarom wil hy dat my vriend onder 'n band indruk op verkeer wanneer hy huis verlaat, het te dink dat seisoenwerker, nadat die seisoen geëindig het of hulle klaar gewerk is, voordele van die werkloosheidsversekering van 12 maande gaan kry nie.
I think we are clear that we are referring to people who are contributing. It's only people who are contributors that we are referring to.
Madam Chair, sorry for wasting your time. It may happen that I'm doing so.
You are not.
Okay. I think what I just want to say is that the farm workers do contribute to the UIF. But the other contribution won't be the same as the contribution of the person who's driving a truck. If you get me, for example. You see, so where I'm going on to the situation of saying that this is as it is, but they do contribute and they do go to the labor departments and claim that UIF when the season is finished. Hence now I need to understand if the bills, it may happen that the normal Indo account is selective. Then I want to understand that is the bill checking Uguti when I will say or how vulnerable or not vulnerable you are. Hence now I just want to carry Uguti in other agenda in terms of income or agenda in terms of sector so that in the problem of the culture they will element them.
So what I want to clarify on before I leave home is that is this UIF benefit being given to you in terms of your income or in terms of your sector that you are working in? For instance, I'm a farm worker, and also you can maybe compare a person with a truck driver. So I want to ascertain whether the UIF is paid the same to those people who work in those different sectors.
No. Yes, UIF filing line. Because the contribution is not the same. Yes, Jija, Okmanyan. Thousands are looking for all forest tracking or window. It depends on the money or Yamgelayo. Because also, even the contribution that we are making on UIF, it is not equal. So I think we should pass on this issue because we agree, we are saying any intervening with Mshoni Bambile, not for him alone. So we saying everyone, this clause does not exclude anybody who is contributing to access to funds from UIF. But we cannot answer here, right here, how much will it be? Because your UIF will depend on what you are contributing. And what you are contributing depends on the salary that you are getting.
Ube ilindi isandelo. Kwa hivyo hivyo kwa hivyo mbona mshambi hapanda pa kumivule ya shuka shuka na kanyi wakuma kandelo ya shuka shule neyo wakuma ane inzozo UIF esifana yo. Pia kumeke eka ndo pawe na ufonu kukonsuzo nga kanani ube ilindi na isandelo.
Niemand moet uitgesluit van die wons nie, maar wat jy uitkry op die einde is dan af van wat jy inbetaal het, van hoeveel daar afgekry word vir die inbetaling.
Questions. I just hope that we are not going to touch on the questions that have been touched because I'm looking at the time and the house. People are moving out one by one.
Enige verder vrou, ek wil net vrou dat iets al verhoed van om terug te doen met enige vrou wat reeds al genoem is, want ek kyk net na die tyd en allemaal wat besig om so stik stik uit beweeg en die raad verlaat.
Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I just wanted to directly pose the question to you that in what you just explained now, that includes and clarifies the referral of the exclusion of seasonal and taxi drivers. So it includes everybody.
I don't understand the question.
If I may respond, earlier on there was a question in which one of the delegates in the South Shire, one of the delegates on who is all inclusive or excluding here. And then there was one of the speakers from our party here who indicated, you must understand, people excluded from here would be your taxi drivers, for example, and your seasonal workers. But then the chairperson herself explained that, no, the way we should understand what is before us is that everybody who contributes to this, to the fund, is inclusive.
Dankie vir die voorsitter. Ek wil net duidelikheid kry in terme van hierdie uitsluiting wat u verduidelik. Vroeger daar 'n vraag gevra om vra wie word ingesluit en wie nie, en onder andere taxibestuurders, seisonale werkers, maar toe word daar nog geantwoord dat almal wat wel bydra, ook aan uit hierdie fonds.
Ek nou doen van ons dat hulle nog baie kwaliteit op as hulle nog baie hoe gaan hulle vanne seasonal workers. Ja, dit is die drivers. Sambi bona dat abayihlawule imali ye-UIF. Kodwa eyona nto ndifuna mayazi ke into yoba wonke umntu obhatala i-UIF uba nelungelo lokuxhamla xa ixesha sefikile.
I think what is important yile nto ithi xa ixesha lifikile, because you can't work for 3 weeks or for 1 month ubhatale i-UIF and then xa uhlala phantsi uexpect. I think these are technicality. I think people must take it. You know, as workers, at which stage do you get UIF? At which stage are you entitled to get a UIF?
Ek dink dat dan is hierso is dis tegniese aspekte. Jy kan nie net vir 3 weke werk of net vir 'n maand werk en dan van werksoesheid sekere fonds eis nie. Eers werkers weet wanneer u kwalifiseer en wanneer u wel van die werksoesheid sekere fonds kan trek en eis.
Sharifas? Thank you. Any other question? New question?
Goed, enige ander vraag?
Nou, ek kon nie moes om te gaan.
Okay. You insist that you want to say something. And now, after you have spoken, there might be someone who wants to speak. I will allow you to speak. But then if there is someone that who has spoken after you, I don't think you'll be then provoked by that response and want to speak again. I'm doing it reluctantly, but I will allow you to say something.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All I want to really say is that I think what we do and how we do it and who we offer a service to has been misinterpreted and has been misunderstood. We don't go after the poor. We don't go after the unemployed. We do not offer a service to someone that is completely unemployed, because we are not allowed to. By law and by the Department of Labor, they do not allow an agency to assist someone that is unemployed other than maternity benefits, illness benefits, and death benefits. The rest of the benefits are not allowed to be claimed on behalf of by an agency. So I just need to make that quite clear, because most of the arguments have been about the unemployed, the retrenched, the people that have lost work and remain unemployed. The people that we help are moms, maternity moms that go back to work after 4 months. And that's the only people that we've ever helped. We don't solicit them to come to us. They come to us out of free will, because the service is much needed. Often they go 10 to 15 times back to a labor center, because when one form is incorrect, they get sent away to come back. When another form is incorrect, they get sent away to come back. We do this as a livelihood, because a lot of us have lost our work, there weren't job opportunities, and this is a gap in the market. We are certainly not capitalists, because a capitalist is someone that is wealthy, that uses their wealth to make more money. This to us is a livelihood, and it's only to maternity moms. I just need to stress that point because I think it's been misunderstood. Thank you very much.
Kunye ke nabo bakwikhefu ngenxa ke yokuba bebelekile kwaye ke mhlawumbi benekwethu basenyanga ezine. Thina kasifani nekhapitali sokanye yongxonkulu. Oku umsebenzi esiwenzayo thina ngumsebenzi wethu osiphilisayo umhlane ezulu. Ngoko ke funa ukulungisa le nto ukuba ke thina mhlawumbi sincukutha abantu. Hayi, akunjalo. Mhlawumbi ke khange iqondakale nje intetho yethu pha ebutsheni banamhlanje.
Ek wil graag duidelikheid gee oor wat ons doen en hoe ons dit doen, want dit voel my asof dit verkeerd en misverstaan is. Ons gaan nie loop agter werkers aan mense wat hulle werk verloor het nie. Dit word nie toegelaat deur die departement om hierdie persone te help nie, maar ons fokus op kraamvoordele, fisieke siektes, voordele, doodvoordele en meeste van hierdie mense is mense wat hulle werk verloor het. Maar die mense wat ons help en eerste mense wat ons al gehelp is in terme van kraamvoordele, maar hulle moet terug gaan werk toe na die 4 maande en hulle kom na ons toe uit vrye wil. Dis mense wat hierdie dienste nodig. So ons kyk graag na die gaping wat in die mark plaasvind. Ons is die kapitaliste wat nou baie ryk is en dan probeer om hierdie mense uitdryf, hè.
There are 3 hands. I knew that there would be a response. That's why I was reluctant. Because I think people understood you when you said you are targeting a certain group. And that targeting of a certain group, if you listened to the responses, was also a problem. So I knew that the minute you start explaining, I will have a problem of hands. However, I will stick to 2 hands. Let me start with the Honorable and then leave it to the members of the public.
Ek wil net noem, ek sien ek al 3 hande en ek het geweet sodra u nou gepraat, gaan nou repliek wees op wat u gesê het. En dit is ook net te kyk wanneer u die voorgang, wanneer die voorlegging gebied is, dit sê die tyd in 'n groep mense en dit sal klaar op 'n problematiese storie kyk. Maar ek sien die 3 hande en ek sal hulle toelaat.
Iqondile ke into yoba emva kule mpendulo bakhona abantu abazoshisela into yoba bahlomle kulo mba kodwa ke ngoku ndiza kunika nesikhonsepileyo emva koko ke ngoku ndiqaphile ezazandla zingaphakanyiswa zintathu.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to go back to what I've been saying. There was a stage here when the chair said, maybe when we extended the invitation, we did not explicitly indicate the areas where people should reflect on. The challenge is now when there's a stakeholder, instead of focusing on the amendments, but is determined to outline what they stand for. That is not contributing to the debate because the debate is focusing on amendments. I also made a plea earlier to say there may be inputs here that are not making you comfortable. But even when people were presenting, there were people who were not comfortable with what was presented. Can we, instead of outlining what our missions and visions, focus on the amendments? Because the minute we take this debate to another level, of even going to an extent of differentiating between one's role and what capitalists do, it is changing the focus of the public hearing. We did well when we started. Let us not spoil it at the tail end. Because what the committee is interested in is to get a pulse of what the stakeholders are saying about the amendments, so that when a final decision is taken by Parliament, it is clearly guided by inputs from people. This is not time to market our first stakeholder. It is just to focus on amendments. That is why we never said to the presentation, before getting into the gist of your presentation, tell us who you stand for and all that. Strictly amendments, so that we come in here with a focus and we leave with a focus. Thank you, Chair.
Member, so could you be the last one?
Yeah, Chair.
I think thanks for this opportunity that yet again, out of people's relative authority, there are people whom by their own nature are opening business, which is parasitic to their own concern. Now, what we want the Department of Labor to improve its own system and employ more people to assist our people. We don't want people to open business using an opportunity which, because I don't think a person will go to the Department of Labor because he is able to do so. It's because of a black condition. So we can't allow a situation that you have business existing for the sole need of doing that. I think they are unemployed, they are things. I think they must start to submit their CVs, and they can even drop one in the Department of Labor for the next one. I think Section 33, in as much as it's written in that form, I think it's a bit ambiguous. I think it must be illegal and it must criminalize to do that kind of business. We really don't want. I think as a member of the South African Women's Party, I think my next campaign would be to ensure that our business is closing down. It does not belong to our society. We don't want it.
Libale abantu okanye amagosa azokwazi ukuncedisa abantu kwiba ye-UIF. Ngoko ke la Section 33 sidike makaguzule ukwenzela into yobana kungabikho bantu ngoku ngokosiyabo ingqiqo nokucinga baseka amashishini egameni lokuba besithi bafuna ukunceda abantu kwiba yabo ye-UIF. Eyona nto banosuke bayenze ukuthatha iisivi zabo xa bezibona benezikhono ezinjalo baziseke ezo sivi kwisebe lezabasebenzi ukwenzela into yoba
Thanks, Chair, once more. I think the intention of the amendment is primarily meant to address what the presenters are mentioning. A situation where those who are on maternity leave are presented as if they are not in vulnerable conditions than those that are not in employment, simply because they are in employment. The fact that they are on maternity leave means that they have incurred loss of income, and that is why this bill wants to extend the provisions of the UIF to that particular group. And therefore, even though they are in employment, the fact that there is loss of income must cover them, and one should make business out of that particular situation. So we must re-emphasize that this amendment is correct. The fact that current bill in its form allows certain beneficiaries of UIF to, certain people to benefit from the certain beneficiaries of the Act is problematic, and that's what the amendment seeks to address. And that is why we agree with it, because vulnerability is vulnerability, and can't give degrees of vulnerabilities, which is what we disagree with, and we agree with the amendment as presented, and we should stick to that. And we're not going to enter, as also instructed by the honorable member, that we are not going to enter the debate of what is a capitalist, what is not a capitalist, because if, in essence, you want to make business or profit from a situation of vulnerability, you might as well be included in that definition of capitalism. Because capitalism from a situation of misery and vulnerability, and from that you want to make money and not to assist the people who are in those conditions as intended by this act even before it was amended. Thanks, Chair.
Die wat met kraanverlof gaan, net die blote feit dat hulle wel 'n werk het, daar is nog net een verlies van inkomsten wat plaatsvind. En niemand, geen besigheid moet eigenlijk kan geld maak uit so iets om hierdie kwetsbare om te teken nie. So, dit is wat hier hierdie klausule aangespreek word met die specifieke wijzigings. En wanneer iemand kwetsbaar is, bly hulle kwetsbaar. Daar die verskillende vlakke van kwetsbaarheid nie.
Sifikelele esiphelweni somhlangano.
We have come to an end of this public hearing.
Ngifuna ukubulela amalungu omphakathi azidileyo eza ukuzo kusincedisa ngezimvo ukuba le bill iphumelele.
I would like to make a special thanks to the public who have come in their number to ensure that this amendment bill becomes a success.
When we invited you, we knew that there would be different views on each point. If we wanted what we want to hear, we could have done that, but because it is prohibited, our constitution demands that we should include the members of the public.
And
as much as we know what we want out of this bill, we are patient enough to listen to different views because that is our responsibility. And I think we have been in a position to understand the different views and what people want out of this bill from the gathering that we have today. When we say we want to listen to people, it does not necessarily mean that all these issues that we're raising here will be considered, but we will discuss them. So you must not expect that all the views that you raised are going to be included in the bill. We will discuss the sections, this clause 4, section 11. We will also discuss clause 10b, section 24.
Clause 4, section 11,
no,
clause 10b, section 24.
She discussed section 12 as well.
Also, we'll have time to discuss section 12.
The talk to the increase from 66% to 100%. Of people are on maternity leave. It talks to the role of the minister in this appeal board. It talks to, what is the third one? Unfortunately, Kosato, unlike
other organizations, or you did not put forward your proposal. All you said is that we should consider, we should discuss and consider. Of course, I'm not quoting you verbally, but it would have been nice if you came out to say, this is your opinion. It did not come out like the others. They rejected and like saying it's a political intervention, I mean political interference, you just said let's discuss it. But yeah, the doors are still open if you do have a proper suggestion. But if you want to leave it to us as it is, it's fine, because at the end of the day, it is us who will be taking the final decision. With those words, we really appreciate your sacrifice to come here. On behalf of the Portfolio Committee on Labour, we thank you, and the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.